Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. Tonight, I cannot find our host, so I'm going to go ahead and open some mics up. And as long as I have the participation of you all, we'll keep the show running. If not, we'll shut it down. I'm going to start with BT. BT, your mic is open. Meatball, your mic is open.
Hey, how you doing, Lady A?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to figure out was the control board running by itself. All them commercials back-to-back, same commercial. Like, what's going on with Lil Tony tonight?
I'm sorry. I heard he got a new number, and he didn't send it to me. So I'm going to go through these callers right quick and try to see if one of them is him. I'm going to open up a few more mics. Larry, your mic is open. Kimo, your mic is open. And Bitwheel, your mic is open. If you guys will take it from here, I'm going to try to find Lil Tony.
Okay, Audrey, how are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Okay.
Good.
What's up, Kimo? What's going on, fellas? All right.
What up, Kimo?
BT. What's going on, Larry, Will, Kimo? How guys doing? All right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess we can try to make the best of it until the host get on.
Yeah. Kimo, what's going on?
Oh man. I'm waiting to hear what Lil Tone got to say, because he's supposed to be locking in for Braylerton.
When y'all leaving?
Friday.
Okay.
You don't have his new number?
Yeah, I get it. And, I don't know what he's doing. He's probably sitting waiting for her to get to him.
Guys, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I do have Lil Tony. That was my fault. So, Lil Tony, how are you?
I'm good, Lady A. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Sorry about that.
Not a problem. You know, we just had technical difficulties, but, you know, all is well. We all here now. Larry, Kimo, how y'all doing, man? BET, what's going on?
What's going on, little Tony? Ain't heard from you in a minute, man. Ready to lock in, ready to get this thing started, man. What's going on, bro? Talk to me.
Who you got for me? I'm trying to go. Who you got?
Well, my guys are running a little short, man. You know, Christmas season coming up. They ain't gonna be able to, you know. They ain't going to be able to make it, man. I sure hate it. But BET still will be in the house now, you know. I can't call it in the blind. But once we get there, I know down on somebody's ass we can go.
That's right. Anything goes to be uncivilized.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Hey, it's cold, snowing, and raining, everything up here. I can't wait to get down south.
Oh, man, you're going to love it. You're going to love the weather down here, buddy. You're going to love it.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been hovering in the 30s lately. So, yeah, some 70s and 80s, I can't wait to get to that. And you know what? Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Ain't today the deadline? Ain't we supposed to get a phone call today?
We're supposed to.
Okay. I was just making sure I had my days correct for all y'all that's online or listening. You know, the Bucks Motorsports camp that called in.
What's going on, Mr. Tony?
Mr. Meatball, what's happening?
Yeah, I was busy doing something, and I couldn't get to the phone to, you know, to take over the show for you, but I'm happy you're on board. What's going on, neighbor? Everybody that's on here, BET, everybody?
Ball, did you get my text?
No, man, I don't even know your new number, man.
Yeah, I've been texting it to you for a week. I said, man, my man must be mad at me. He ain't responding to me.
Man, you make sure I get that man right away, man. We got a lot of shit to catch up on.
That's right. But Meatball, let me bring you up to speed. The Butts Motorsports camp said they didn't appreciate that tongue lashing that they got from the state of Michigan last week. So they called Chemo and we had a real diplomatic conversation. And, you know, wasn't no yelling, arguing, screaming, and fussing. And they said that they're going to call in today and they're going to lock in. They're tired of people talking about they don't race, they don't lock in and all that. So allegedly, they're going to call in today and we're going to lock in one of their cars with the Bumblebee. We still couldn't get them to tell us which car. But, you know, that was one of the terms and conditions that they got to figure out what car we going to race. You know, it was always up in the air. You know, they was accusing me of being afraid to lock in with them. I said, but I told them, how can I lock in? I don't know what I'm locking in to. I mean, they wanted, I felt like their request was unrealistic. So now, you know, they claim, well, we're going to go ahead and finalize this thing and go on lock in today. So
hey, well, the state of Michigan will have all ears on just to hear this, and I can't wait. Shit, I can't wait.
Neither can I.
Neighbor, what's going on, neighbor?
Oh, man, it ain't nothing, just on all ears and listening to see what they got to say.
Man, on the Biz show on Thursday this past, man, you know, Wayne was, of the Never Scared Camp, man, was trying to get on for his tail, man. He was trying to lock in and he was doing some of every damn thing, man. I think he locked in with DJ Grant.
You know what?
I want to say, you know, you get people that talk the talk, man. You get them to walk the walk. Man, Heavy Game over there in that Never Scared camp. Man, Heavy Game don't play no games, man. That man be trying to go, man. I like that. That man be trying to go at any and all costs. He lock in with a turbo car. He don't care if you turbo, you supercharged, you naturally aspirated. Man, that man don't care. That man be trying to go. I am so glad I am friend and not foe.
Hey, Tony, yes, don't forget, he also locking in with a new car.
Whoa. He locking in with a car that he don't even have yet?
No, he have it, but it ain't even been down the track yet. He locking in and everything.
He owns it, but I'm saying technically it ain't even a race car yet, basically. It ain't never been down the track. He locking in with that.
Man, the man is going in on a blind, man. And the car he's locking in, it's called White Trash. He's trying to
White Trash. What is it, a G body, a F body, a Fox body? What is White Trash?
Something's gonna be trash when I'm done with it.
There you go, DJ.
But you know, I'm gonna say this though. I do like like his style, though. I ain't mad at his style. I like how Wayne is being aggressive and all that, but, you know, like I said, I'll be his huckleberry. But ain't nothing wrong with his style. I like his style now. I like a man to get out there and draw on a draw and be a big bad wolf. That's fine. But, you know,
yeah,
a lot of times people do it thinking that ain't nobody going to answer the call, but he got me. I'm on the hook.
Hey, Tony. What?
Yes, sir.
Lock your fag ass in, you stroke bitch.
Bitch, get your ass down. Lock in 1 on 10, bitch. Head up 400 pro tree with my bumblebee with that cutlass. Now, come on. Get down, bitch.
Bitch, you locked in. Bumblebee with the cutlass. 1 on motherfucking 10. Small block. Nitrous. No,
who we gonna get money to?
No pro chargers. I already got my motherfucking cheese over Mr. Woolley.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you. Say that again.
My cheese is already over Mr. Woolley's, motherfucker. I took my shit over there this morning. Motherfucker.
Why didn't I get a phone call?
Black ass out, motherfucker. That slug ass motherfucking bumblebee. Head the fuck up. Pro tree. 1 on 10. Nitrous to nitrous. Small block to small block.
Hold on. Let me get my money over to Mr. Willie's house immediately.
This motherfucking chemo stroke ass to take a time over Mr. Willie's.
I'm here, bitch.
Hey, my shit all on the west side.
Chemo on the west side. I got associates on the east side. I got people on the east side that will take care of that for me. Don't worry.
Over there right now, because my shit already over there. We don't usually lock in, but we going to lock in for your punk ass today, motherfucker.
We're going to beat
the fuck out your motherfucking ass. Meet me in Bradenton, motherfucker. My shit already
over
there.
That's what I like to do. Yeah, you finally going to man up, you dick in the booty ass.
I'm glad you finally manned up.
I like that.
We always been men. We didn't beat a whole bunch of you motherfuckers' ass. But we took
your
black ass.
Hold on. Let me ask you one thing. You was flip-flopping on this, too. Are we going out the back door if we run today? Are we going out
the back door?
Well, you know what? I am a broke bitch. Now, bitch, lock in 2 on 20 then, ho. That's what you do. Fuck you think you talking to?
I'm trying to buy your motherfucking way out the motherfucking race.
Didn't you just say I was broke?
You was crying about 2 on 20, bitch.
Lock in 2 on 20.
1 on motherfucking 10. You get down there, the shit might change. Fuck on 10 right now, bitch.
You're accusing me of having financial woes, bitch.
Set that motherfucking ass. I'm going to beat the fuck out your ass. And then I tell you what. Get your motherfucking mentor.
Are we going to lock in 2 on 20? Yes
or
no, sir?
Get your motherfucking mentor to bring that slug-ass firebird.
You're wiggling already. Are we going to lock in 2 on 20?
We locked in 1 on 10, bitch. I thought you calmed down.
That's what you was doing. Because you done locked your phone in on this bullshit they talking about.
You said what? Did I hear another one of them out of that camp?
You faggot!
Who is that?
Hey, and what you do is call 3-Lug, fuck ass, and that bitch beat me down there, too. We gonna lock you with that bitch, too. Tell someone in that whole ass, motherfucker.
Hold on, you already have no show with that camp. You need to shut the fuck up.
Motherfucker,
I'm going to
motherfucker rain.
there was clear skies over there, man. What are you talking about, man?
Hey, the motherfucker
was
up
until
2 o'clock.
Hey,
the
was on
the
phone.
Can somebody
get 3 loves on the phone, man?
Get Mr. Willie on the phone so we can see if these guys have a man of their word. I believe them guys, they ain't playing no game with you, little Tony.
man. Them guys pulled frauds,
man. Been playing guys all summer, man.
Them guys think it's $13 bills, man.
Watch BT. They're going to surprise you. They ain't did nothing.
Hey, the surprise is they ain't going to show up down there in Bradenton. That's what the surprise is going to be.
They ain't putting no money up. They ain't going to do nothing.
Oh, boy. If they ain't made a deposit, that means they ain't coming.
You know what? Now, Bub was on Motown Muscle. I did not see him saying that Willie dropped, that Dave dropped some money on him. Because he's supposed to have a bet with me on this race. And Willie, like, one of his, what do you look up to? One of his mentors.
Protege, Chemo, Protege.
Okay, well, Protege. Thanks for helping me out. And we, you know, Bub would have said something about dropping the money. Uh-oh. We did not get a verification on this. Locked up.
Sound like Wayne out there.
Hey, I didn't tell everybody on the east side they having troubles finding Mr. Willie for some reason. They say they don't know what y'all what Abe and talking about. But like I say, maybe Mr. Willie just forgot to mention it, and maybe you know the money is over there. If so, mine is in route.
Well, Tony, your money going over there for nothing then. Mr. Willie just gonna be holding it for you.
Huh?
Feel like your money going over there for nothing. If they ain't dropped nothing off to Mr. Willie already. So whoever you get covered your money to, you got to pay them for the gas money just for taking it over there for nothing.
Hold on. So what you implying? This man got online and is lying? Is that what you implying?
Tony, did he come to Chicago to race three lug?
Is he a known faggot? You know.
Did he come to Chicago? You heard what he said. I wanted to travel when it was raining. It wasn't raining over here.
Hey, man, my money over there, like I told you.
Oh.
Okay, man, I'm just calling to get verification, man. That's all I'm doing. I mean, because, you know, y'all flip the script so much. You know, like he just said, y'all told three of y'all was coming and didn't show. So, you know, I mean, you're telling me that
we wasn't coming in the rain, man. What the fuck I tell you? We wasn't coming in the rain.
It wasn't raining, man. People was over there racing all day, man.
So,
people 5 hours away from us.
It was going to rain up until 2 p.m.
Listen, man, just because it's a 20% chance of rain in Detroit don't mean it's raining in Chicago, man.
It wasn't raining here, man.
Tony, what he really wanted to tell you, his wife was working on this truck to pull the car down. That's what he wanted to tell you.
Oh, okay. 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 Hey, Lady A.
Yes.
Lady A, you there with us?
I'm A.M.
Do you see any 313 numbers? I didn't text a few people and asked them to call in. We got any 313s in wait?
Not that everyone that's 313 is open.
Okay. Okay. Well, while we wait on that call, so what y'all got going on over there in the Windy City? Can anybody get hold of Three Lug and Leon so that they can clear this up?
Oh, it ain't no problem to get Three Lug on the phone.
No, it ain't.
You know when he get on the phone, he going to be hooping and hollering at him.
He's going to go slap off.
Yeah,
I say, what about Three Lug, man?
The retired
life
pilot. Well, call, can anybody find Drag? Drag got booking rights for Three Lug, huh? Where Drag at? Drag, Three Lug, any of them.
You want me to call?
Oh.
Yes, please.
All right, just a moment.
Thanks.
Right, Mike tell you that he said don't call him no more for Abe. He was
It's kind of hot.
Hey, Kimo, it's funny you say that, because the other day, you know, like I said, I got a new number, so I called 3Lug. He answered the phone, cussed me out, and hung up. I say, damn, what? He don't know this number, so, you know, what was that all about? I mean, didn't let me say a word. He hung up. I called back like two or three times back to back, and, you know, he wouldn't pick up the phone. So I said, oh, well, later on that day, he called me back, him and Leon on the phone. Man, them people cussing and screaming and hollering and fussing and what they're talking about, I really ain't understanding, you know, what they mean. I'm like, man, what is y'all talking about? They going on and on. And they said, wait a minute. Who is this? I said, this is Lil Tony. He said, oh, man, my bad. We thought you was Abe.
What up, Tony?
People cussed me out for 30 minutes thinking I'm Abe. Talking about, you know, I'm a no-show, no-call, don't call them no more, and I ain't trying to run, and man, call me all kind of obscene names and everything, man. And
hey, Tom, Greg on the phone.
Who?
Big Drag on the phone.
What up, Tom?
Hey, Drag, we got...
Yes, sir.
I know you're a busy man, but we got the Butts Motorsports camp on the line, and they talking about they trying to lock in with 3Lug. Nah, I told them there's already a no-show, no-call, and, you know, they're talking about 3Lug, Skid, and blah, 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 this and that. I told them, we can't find 3Lug, but I've known you to have booking rights to that car. Are you trying to entertain a conversation with these individuals or what?
Well, first of all, they didn't show, like you said. They said it was coming, and they normally the ones say they don't lock nobody in. Now they want to lock in? What's up with that?
Well, they just locked in with me. Well, hold on, let me clarify that. They claim they took some money over to a guy's house today to lock me in. It was this morning, and, you know, I speak to these individuals on a regular basis, and ain't nobody called and told me nothing. But maybe it's, you know, this was a lack of communication. He hadn't got around to it yet. We're trying to find Mr. Willie right now to see if he, in fact, did receive lock-in money. So,
well,
you know, they,
I got to call a big boss.
I can't say whether or not they locked in or not.
Okay. Well, I think the big boss might be done took his car apart, man, because he was in the midst of going to take it apart right before they called him and said they was going to meet him at 41 last week, and he kept it together. And after they had him come down there for nothing and didn't show up, they didn't even call. You know, I don't think you're going to get the boss to do nothing. The only thing he's going to do is cuss him out if he get him on the line.
So you man, we thought the hey, we thought the Theon and 3Lug that morning told him we wasn't coming, man. But they showed up because they wanted to show up. Ask Leon,
well,
then we talked to him that morning.
Well, I don't know about no Leon, but I had seen the boss. I talked to him. I asked him.
3Lug
y'all
was on
coming.
The phone too. We talked to 3Lug and Leon. We talked to 3Lug and Leon that morning. Told him we wanted to the phone ring.
Well, I don't know about that. You know, I'm just going on what the boss told me, and
I
he told me
thing,
Charles.
We ain't talked to Mr. Willie yet.
Hold on a minute.
Now, ain't got Mr. Willie's number. He sat there all that time, been calling.
Hey, Tone, I'm gonna get off for a minute, but I'll call back in.
Okay, Dre. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Anybody got the mailman number? If anybody knows, the mailman should know.
Hey, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Y'all get 3Lug get ready to patch in 1 minute. He just called me. He said he get ready to patch in.
What do y'all want? What do y'all want?
There you go.
What do y'all want? Abe said, hold on, 3Lug. He said, get your ass to Braverton.
Don't kill
slavery go?
Oh, touchdown.
Oh, hey, but like he got technical difficulties.
Call him on the phone.
Cause you on the phone?
That's why you got him.
I thought you Tony, was
tired. Tony, that man said you ain't no problem, man. Come on now.
Hello?
And he said you broke.
Yeah. Well...
Tony, you broke now, Tony?
Say what?
You broke now?
Yes.
You joined the bandwagon there, huh?
That's right.
You might rap it down. What up? What up, Dad?
What up, though?
What happened?
Not a whole lot of nothing, man. What's going on the show?
Uh-oh, they're going to be on. Leon. Abe said, y'all knew he wasn't coming to the track that day.
Abe, a big head lie.
He talked to you that morning, man. He told you he wasn't coming.
Abe ain't talked to no about it. I called Leon at what? 11 o'clock, Leon? 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock? What time did I call you there to get that gas? What time it was?
I don't know, man. All I know, I talked to Kimo before I talked to anybody.
Hold on. So, Three Leg and Leon, y'all saying, and this man just told us, he talked to y'all early that morning and told y'all he wasn't making it. So, y'all saying that man is lying. That's what y'all saying.
A big head lie.
Yeah.
A big head lie.
Oh, all right. Chill out. I ain't going to say that. Hey, you know I talked to you that morning, you lying motherfucker.
Yeah.
You talked to them after we had to get Three Love. You talked to them after me.
And what time that was? 11 o'clock.
I talked to that faggot that morning.
Who you talk to?
I talked to Leon and motherfucking Three Love.
You telling a goddamn lie.
Hey, Three Love, hold on, man.
Hey,
Tony.
I ain't got no reason to lie, man.
Hey, man, get Biz on the phone, man. Get Biz on the phone.
Hold on,
I called Biz and told Biz y'all some bitches. Kimo called Leon. Kimo called, I don't know how it went. They called me. I'm on the way to the track. I'm like, man, don't go to the track. They ain't going. I said, what you just say? I said, he said, matter of fact, I'm going to get him on the phone. Is it mine, Kimo? Was that Kimo on the phone, Leon?
Before you go through all that, man. That square nigga, that square chump called us, and I'm at work working. Talking about he want to race somebody, and he said he gonna meet you at the track to race. I'll try to make a decision to lock in. He got locked in, man. I'm gonna show up. I'll be there. So he didn't show up to be there. So y'all shouldn't even have him on the phone because he ain't no racer. He just want to beat somebody. Don't y'all make nobody. Ain't nobody. Somebody. They square now. They don't race. They got junk up there. All they do is want to race. The winter take all summer. You don't do no race. So don't waste your show with these guys on the phone, man. They ain't no race. We can talk about something else, man. Please, just
man, you a faggot. I see you a liar. So,
and if you seem talk about it, cause that faggot a liar. He's a liar.
Hey, tell him what you think you want to do, man. I mean.
Hey, man, Kimo, I'm going to tell you, I don't want to try to do, man, because they're not racing, man. Them dudes ain't racing, man. I'm going to tell you, I told Tony, Tony called me one day. Tony called me one day. I'm thinking, Tony, was y'all a faggot ass on the phone? I told Tony, I'm going to be a man about the situation. I should lock in with your motherfucking ass. Don't show up, don't give your motherfucking dime. And Tony, oh, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm not them fire-headed other boys. This Tony, and I'm part of that truck. I'm going to put your faggot ass. Because I'm going to lock in with you. I'm going to give you a fucking dime. Let me come and truck that bitch. Spend that money. Fix my motherfucking car. Fuck you, motherfucker.
Who the fuck are you talking about?
You, motherfucker, that motherfucking colorless.
All right, tell you what, bitch. Lock your fag ass in.
If I lock in with you, I'm not going to pay you.
Don't
lock in with me.
Hey, Three Love.
Don't bet with me, huh?
I'm not fucking with them, Leon.
You know who gonna race and who going to the track and who ain't.
That's
going
why I'm
to
not gonna fuck with them no more. I'm not fucking with them.
If it ain't Kimo,
what I'm gonna do?
Fuck the best. Hey, that dude there ain't hitting on nothing, man. I don't know why they got him here. I don't even Kimo.
Yeah.
He's on the show, man. Come on now.
The show.
Hey, the show been real.
Tell him I said, don't be on the phone.
Hey, Kimo, last week we had a good time with the show. Don't let these nobody racers get on the show, man, and ruin and talk about stuff in the past, man. That's over with.
I know you ain't talking with that slug motherfucker you got.
You sure wouldn't get down.
Hey, hold on, my twins,
you would never catch me at December the 10th talking about drag racing. He had all year to race, fool. No, I'm sorry, I take that, not fool, no racer. That's your new name, I don't know why they give y'all a name.
Hey, you can say what you want to say, anybody that know Leon know that man will go.
Hey, Tony, be honest, I appreciate
last week, so he should be still licking on his wound. Hey, the bitch can't get past you, so he better know how to race. Hey, come on, that's a lot of me to know. Yo, that's a no racer, man. Hello.
Yes.
Hey.
You can't get past that bumpy, so you need to shut the fuck up.
Leon, they got the snowmobiles out. That's what they're trying to race you with a snowmobile.
Hey, look, they gonna lie to the white boys and say snowmobiles, and they still ain't gonna show up.
But hey, I lock in there, right?
You don't even know what lock in. Shut your damn mouth with that.
He ain't got the money. He ain't got the money over to Mr. Willie house yet.
The money is, you take your keys over there. Hey, Tony, where y'all at?
Y'all tell this man, this is a man show, man. Don't let him hold this show like this, man. Okay, Leon. Back it, man. Hey, Leon. Yeah. Listen, man, I'm listening. You got some junk, nigga. Lock in. Ah, they're going to know it again. Hold on, hold on. We don't use the N-word. They go with the N-word again.
Hey, Tony, he don't understand that.
Oh, I apologize, Leon.
Hey, Tony, you see you didn't get that confirmation on that lock-in money yet.
Man, I'm calling all over the city, man. I ain't been able to get confirmation yet. You know, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. That, you know, I ain't going to say they did or didn't, but I can't get confirmation. Is the mailman out there anywhere? If the mailman is,
please come on in.
I'm sure you would know.
Hey, is anybody on the show that ever beat the Bus Motorsports Camp on the phone right now?
What happened was they rolled past Mr. Willie House but didn't stop.
You know what we do to you, Leon, when you come over here. Anybody in Detroit got your
Hey, man, you want some more young money? You said you won't even get off a race, man. We won one, man. No, we two and one. I hope y'all ain't got old Leon one, so y'all ain't getting shit. I think we can get Randy on the phone. Y'all money on the phone.
Hey, look, man, let's make this real nice and smooth, and I'm going to listen to the show, because I ain't telling y'all that. Hey, it's winter time, we got that Tuesday coming up, all bullcrap to the side,
Them dudes might well stop all that lying. What them wasting my time? Cause they're not going to race. They know what time I'm going to race. Ain't nothing else to talk about. I've already got two races locked in, so if they want any trouble, all they got to do is get their ass down there. All that other stuff ain't hit on nothing. If they don't race, man, they locked.
We know you ain't going to bring your car down there, is
you? You can't even leave. Bad enough time I bring the car.
Okay. I'll be on the plane. I'll be down there Friday morning getting off the plane, homeboy.
Hey, well, I hope you do get there, but Tony can go and light your ass up. And you're going to lie your way out of that one.
Man, say what you want. You can bring your junk down there, too.
Hey, to keep it real, you wouldn't even come to the track because I already told you before you got there that I said, she love going to be back to my she don't ready to go to Florida. So you make the man I'm not to show up.
Man, we had to offer y'all money to get to the
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing tonight, man?
All right, I'm all right.
All right, okay, that's what I want to hear, man. I hope it's going to be good like it was last week. Ain't no need we keep on talking to them, the non-lock-in race.
But you ain't
beat
them, though. Ain't nobody in Chicago beat them.
Wait, don't waste your time with that, man.
Lady A. Lady A. Lady A, you with us?
Just like y'all getting Mr. Willie on the phone, get somebody on the phone that beat us. See y'all on that thing.
Get somebody on the phone
ran nobody.
To try to who have they ran? Who have they beat?
Who you ran?
Hold on, we can say that you know, about 2 years ago, They won one by default with Donnie. But Donnie immediately come up to the turn route and tried to go back. Because the man blew the tires off on the start line, and they wouldn't go. They've been ducking that man every time.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, that yellow Mustang waiting for you to come back. You can get some get back with it. What you want to do with Never Scared? Young Money. What you want to do with that one, y'all? They want to give you your money back.
That
what you want to do?
That yellow Mustang ain't in the bus motorsports camp.
Okay, you should have been talking about you on Wayne's dick. I ain't saying nothing about that. Talking about that man in the coast. We know you're going. Why don't you get down with him? Yeah, that's what I thought. You ain't going to get down with Wayne, though, right?
We ain't going to get down with Wayne.
Hey, what was that?
I said, y'all came back. Ain't none of y'all beat us.
Lady,
none of y'all.
Can you hear that background noise for me?
Hey,
Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah. This your show, right?
Yeah.
Tony, this your show, right?
That's right.
Don't blow up on the 14th. I'll beat your ass in Mississippi.
Ooh,
that's
what I like.
And then hit death in the family.
Right. Don't have no death in the family on the 14th. I'll beat your ass.
That's right.
Well, you know what?
You said don't break on
no,
the 13th.
No, no,
don't
die die nobody. Nobody.
Huh?
So if he did, I would know.
Who is that?
So it's three men. You saying you're going to be in Mississippi?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Are you trying to lock in now, or you want to wait to lock in?
We're waiting to lock in. We got a long time. I got a lot of quick friends I got to back.
Okay. Well, I would definitely see you in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Preacher boss. Well, my wife ain't holding me back saying that I can't go. She don't want me to race when it's bad for me.
Who's
saying
that? Hey, B,
Tony,
still
with us?
Yeah, I'm here, Tony.
BT, what's going on in the south,
no,
man?
No.
Can you bring
yeah,
us up
she
to what's going on in the south?
But she did it because it was fucked up out there.
Who
I don't know who the hell that is. I thought you were talking to me. What you say, Tony?
I said, BT, what's going on in the South, man? Why don't you give us some updates?
Oh, we didn't have too much happening this weekend. Everybody just getting ready for the trip, man. I done made plans and reservations to make it to Bradenton next week. So I just really rested up this weekend and getting ready for the hit the road Friday morning to head down south.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we all looking forward
to it. How far of a drive is that for you?
It's about 11 and a half for me.
Nice hike, baby.
Hey, BG, what happened to Shawty?
Shawty got shot, man. Some one of them old scared-ass niggas, man. Scared-ass motherfuckers run up on him, man, and shot him, man.
Wow. Because I see you posted it on your page.
Yeah, I did that because that's my boy, man. You know, he's part of 901 Bad Boy Camp. I took a liking to the little fella, man, when I first met him, you know. I just did that for the family, you know.
Man, that's messed up, man.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man. Hey,
this person you're talking about, is he injured or is he deceased?
He deceased.
Yeah, he deceased.
Okay, well, we'd like to knock the doses out from the Drug Inc. family to that man's family. You know, we're sorry to hear about that.
Okay. Hey, appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. All these cowards running around with these guns. Well, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's a lot of them, man. I just got to stay out the way, man.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah,
you know, I saw your brother last night when I was out doing my public relations.
Yeah, I didn't want to put that on your phone there, B.
Yeah, I saw.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah. I was having a where was that spot in Texas? I was having a Texas flashback. DJ Grant still with us?
Yeah, I'm here, brother. I'm here. What's going on? I'm just on mute. What's going on?
DJ, what's happening, man? What's going on in your neck of the woods?
I feel good, man. I just made a shakedown at the track tonight. All systems are go.
Uh-oh. Sound like you on your way to Bradenton.
All systems. I wish I could be there right now.
You ain't doing no wheel things?
Huh?
You ain't doing no wheel things?
Sir, flying low and getting the hell on.
Hey, yo, my man.
Hey, I keep getting a text, man. This guy, he wants me to bring this up about blood races in the tower. When the out-of-towners come out.
You say what, Kimo?
I got a text from a guy. He was saying he wanted me to bring this topic up about grudge racers being in the towers when the out of towner guys come down the race, and you know people in them
that's
towers dog. Telling our time.
Yeah, they're calling name after that being a bitch. You talking about dog, motherfucker? Said
that's dog. That's right.
Whoa! He didn't say
a bitch.
No name. Didn't say
right.
No name.
They call them saying who the picture. They being a bitch. They know who it is. Them start being a bitch and calling that.
That damn three lug, he wide open, man. I see three lug, he ain't for the shit. I'll be three lug. No, man. You know that was just speculation. That was just speculation. Ain't nobody really know that was true. But y'all heard for yourself that the Fat Tuesday event will not have anyone to be able to see no times in the tower. He said that he got a lot of controversy about that subject, and that won't happen this year. So that's nothing to worry about. For any other tracks coming down this way, you know, they have wireless microphones, and there won't be no need for any commentators to be even at the time where they can see no time. And I don't think dog would do that myself personally. That's just opinion. I don't think dog done that no. That's just me.
I'm going to see the what makes you say dog? I mean, the guy who texted me didn't tell me no name or nothing.
Dog was in the tower last year.
Oh, okay.
Frank? Now y'all know dog ready to get on this show and act the fool.
Oh, fans are good too.
Hey, Kimo, you know he ready to get on that phone. Y'all know he listening. He going to press his one button down to get right in.
Oh, you know who couldn't get him on the phone? BT, please don't call
him. I think I'm going to agree with you. Like I say, me and Kimo was at Fat Tuesday, and like I say, yeah, dog was going up in the tower. But dog does have a lot of respect for the sport of grudge racing, and I don't believe he was up there. I don't believe he was in the tower with no ill intent. I don't believe he went up there to try to get ETs. You know, the man was commentating, and, you know, that was it. I wouldn't really put that charge on dog either, you know. I think I'm going to agree with you on that. Man got a lot of respect for the sport, and, you know, I like dog. I don't think dog would do nothing, you know, shady like that.
Right. Right, we agree with you, but that ain't the point. Because other people be going in towers, too. And so just to keep it clean, there's no growth rate to be in the tower.
I agree with that 100%. I say, whether he was there trying to see ETs or not, like you say, it would make the opposition feel uncomfortable. Yeah, he shouldn't have been there, but I don't believe he had no ill intent when he was going up there. You know what I'm saying? Because, he was going up, he was coming down. I mean, he was constantly moving around. It ain't like he was just posted up in the tower. So, you know, I don't believe there's no ill intent, but I agree that shouldn't nobody got nothing to do with grub racing be in one of those towers when we out there doing our thing.
I agree. What did he say? What he say? Hello, yeah. That day, Detroit, 14 to nothing, 13 to nothing.
Yeah, they in the house. They over there taking care of their business in that snow.
They taking care of their business, man.
That ain't nothing. Green Bay will come back, man.
Hey, Free Love.
I'm willing to.
Hey, Free Love.
Hold up. You know what? I got another issue. Not an issue. A call out that I want to address that I missed out on. I hear Tony Bynes is calling out my main man, Cold Killer. With Rambo. Now, is it Rambo
too?
Wait, Tony. Say you what? You got to know the right car that he's trying to call out. He's calling him out with Rambo, not the. Calling him out with Rambo, which is a back half car, not the G body. It is.
Hold on. Say what? Say that again, Kimo.
He's calling Cold Killer out with Rambo, not that blue G body they got. That, you know, they got a real one in their camp. He want to run.
Well, he said the other day he got two Rambos now.
Okay, but he got the back half Rambo he trying to run.
Oh, so he want to run a stock suspension car with a back half car.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. He's got a stock suspension car, so why don't he run his stock suspension car with a stock suspension car?
Hold on, Tony. I don't understand where they getting that is a back half car. It ain't never been a back half car. He always had two. One was called Little Rambo, and one's called Rambo. One was with a small block, and the other with a big block. He just hadn't had time to run Little Rambo. He just been running Rambo.
So what makes you think it's a backhand car? It never been a backhand car.
BET, call him, get him on the phone so we can know exactly which car he wants to run a stock suspension car with.
Well, it's the same Rambo that's been out there. The same Rambo he's been at.
He got two of them. So, I mean, which one is he referring to?
I just told you the other one was a little Rambo with a small block. And he's not running that car. He hadn't ran that car.
Oh, okay.
He's been riding the big block car. And it's the same Rambo as always been. It wasn't backhand when you last saw it, was it?
T.T., I hear that he ain't never beat
Cole
Killer with any car he raced
Cole
Killer in the
week. Well, Cole Killer ain't beat nobody either,
Alan. He beat your hero.
Who he beat?
DJ Grant.
Ah, shit. That was a damn street car he raced DJ Grant in. We talking about Cole Killer's his G-body car. That was a little Mustang he beat DJ Grant with. Same kind of car DJ Grant got. But now we talking about his G-body car.
Hold on, wait.
That car ain't got out of his own damn way.
You saying Killer's G-body ain't got out of his own way?
Nope.
How about you put something in his way to get out of his way?
So what's y'all saying? Killer ducking? Is that what you implying?
How many times you heard him on the show trying to lock somebody in?
Well, he says he's a busy man, so he don't come on.
What I'm telling you is, you know, the proof is in the pudding, man. It ain't hard to figure out.
You know what, DT, now you got booking rights to a lot of cars. So you say. Let's see you lock Cole Killer in one of them G bodies you got booking rights to.
Hold on, Kimo. He may have booking rights for their car, but he ain't got booking rights for Killer's car. So he can't lock the man in, and he ain't got booking rights on both.
Oh, I'm saying, can he get one of them G bodies he got? And I'm sure you got Killer's number. Can we get Killer on the phone to see if we can get this?
But Kimo, was you not on the show? When Dog told Cole Killer that he would lock his ass in with Smokey. Cole Killer declined to lock Dog in with Smokey. So what made you think he's going to lock in with another
car?
G-body? With his G-body car.
Hold it. Dog, you saying Killer didn't want to lock in his G-body with Smokey.
Right.
I don't believe that.
Dog. Dog drawed on him about 3 or 4 times in one night, man. He told him he'd piss him off, said he'll go to his ass. He'll go to his ass, and Cole Killer kept up.
Cole Killer offered to run Smokey
Hold on. I think
Cole... Let me see if I can think of it. Can you locate Killer for me?
What you said, DJ?
I think Cole Killer did try to lock the Dog in.
With his street car?
No, I think it was
We're going to ship it out to him.
I think it was the G-body. I thought it was.
And what happened though, Grant?
I don't know what. Something happened that day. I don't know. I don't know real, but I think Killer will go. Probably get Cole Killer on the line with me, if Lady A can.
I need Dog on. Get Dog on the line.
I'm called Dog.
Yeah.
Dog somewhere. He's puppy time. You don't want to come on here with these dogs.
I'll send him a text. Tell him to call you.
Yeah, if I ain't mistaken, Killer was trying to run Dog with his street car. I never recall it being discussed to run the G-body.
That ain't the one Dog drawed on. Dog drawed on the G-body and he tried to run it with the street car.
Would Dog being brave enough?
Oh, hell yeah.
Well,
he done put Smokey up, though.
You have to ask him, would Dog be in Bradenton with a car? Because he would be in Bradenton. He may
well,
be
you said Jimmy might be in Bradenton commentating again. Okay.
Yes.
Let me see if I...
Yes.
Will Dog have the infamous Smokey in Bradenton?
No, I don't think so. I think he done put Smokey up. He said, last time I heard, he said that Smokey is in the garage and she ain't coming out no more.
Okay.
Hello, good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody.
There you go. There you go. God damn it. There you go.
Hey, I've been on the queue the whole while, but let me give a
Mr. Willie Dog.
Yeah, let me get a couple things short. Space free. Look, Tony, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, dog. How you feeling, man?
Okay, I just want to say that I had to say that. Let me go over this online right quick, then we can get back to start arguing. Tony, I appreciate your integrity, man. I appreciate what you said. Let me tell y'all something about that tower shit. I was in the tower. Mr. Joe was in the tower. DJ Graham was in the tower. Cole Pillow was in the tower. I mean, it was so many goddamn people in the tower the same. Like Tony just said, if anybody want to say I told any time, anybody on the phone, until any time that I done told, everybody, you got every time you do it. Now, let me tell you where that rumor shit come from about I'm telling Dime Hook. The white Mustang that was from either Detroit or Chicago, put it down there.
From Dog himself. Now, what you got to say about that, Three Love?
Hey, if Three Love didn't want to know about it, if Three Love, I wouldn't even waste my time to go up there to try to find out what that ugly ass he got run. I mean, I like the way he raised it, and I ain't trying to find out his time because I ain't trying to run him. I ain't got nothing to run him with.
Dog, ride him.
Hey, let me, y'all stop talking. Y'all want to talk, you know, far out here. Hey, but anyway, you realize if anybody knows anything about racing, they can look at any goddamn car out there and damn near they know what they're looking at. It was in a tent or whatever, any car out there running.
That's not true, dog.
I bet you any car you want to ask me about that, I look at what I look at. I can tell you what that's going to be running.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Breaking news. Mr. Willie said that man did drop off a G-note. We are officially locked in. The Bumblebee
about
time.
Hey, well, what y'all
locked in?
Y'all locked in for the $10 or the $20?
You say what?
Y'all locked in for the $10 or the $20? God damn.
we locked in the rundown in Bradenton, the Bumblebee versus the Great Pumpkin, or whatever you call that orange motherfucker, head up, 400 Pro Tree to the 8. We locked in 1-on-10.
A lot of boys, I'm going to tell you this now, dog, there's a lot of boys flying down.
Hey, we got all the background, man.
Hey, who y'all supposed to run?
Say what?
The bus.
Who's y'all gonna run?
Me with the Bumblebee, I'm going to run that Cutlass in the Butts Motorsports camp. Small block to small block, spray to spray.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Hey, not to start, but why all of a sudden, I heard them on every show they done been on, they said they didn't lock in. Why now all of a sudden they locking in?
Hey, boss, now they pick and choose when and where they lock in. You know, we've observed exactly what you observed. So I don't know. Maybe they think I'm sweet, so they gonna lock me in. But,
that's what
I mean,
it is. They pick you sweet.
Hey, yes, sir.
Hey, make sure you lock in. Leave the G of 1500 because you know they gonna get down there and they pay the car count money.
Well, they're
trying to make a name for themselves now by claiming they locking in.
No, I just got a text from Mr. Willie, and it said that he did drop off a G this morning. I didn't hear from him, but he's saying that they did lock in the G, so that it's official.
All right. There you have it, race fans. This is go.
What
day y'all gonna race Saturday, Sunday?
You say what?
What day y'all racing Saturday, Sunday?
Saturday.
We got a time?
No, there ain't no time. You say what? Did A say something?
Ain't Sunday the big day down there? Ain't Sunday the biggest day down there?
Well, yeah. Sunday is the biggest day normally, but the best thing to do now, just to be honest with you, the best thing to do is you need to plan ahead of time by trying to get any race to you as quick as you can. Just in case they close the track down on you Sunday, if they close the track down on you Sunday, or they have some hard downs and they can't get the race in, so if you got a race, you got to try to get it in as fast as you can.
You know what, dog? Like I say, as bad as I want to run this, man, we can do it Friday, Saturday, Sunday. As long as we do it while we're down in Braves, and I don't care nothing about no time, no day. I'm not even going to put no gym restraints on it. As long as...
$10,000, y'all better get these goddamn shit, them shit right so you know, and make sure whoever's going to be holding that money going to be down there. Y'all need to get that shit straight before you get there.
Oh, boy.
Well, I ain't gonna say anybody because you got some people from the Butts Motorsports get on the phone that ain't even got booking rights to nothing. Can you get Avery back on the phone?
Okay.
Hey, Tony,
when did he better?
Why
Mr. Winnie can't get on the phone? Is Mr.
Winnie
gonna be in Florida?
Hello? No, he ain't gonna be down there. He not gonna be down there. He ain't gotta be there.
Why could he be the DP man and he ain't even there?
Hey, we don't need him to be there. The money is locked in.
Well, y'all need to get y'all shit. I need to get the DP man there.
Hey, yeah, yo,
hey,
yo,
hey.
Yeah.
Mr. Willie just texted back. We is locked in. Now, do we have a specific day or a time or any? Is it any other skips you want to add before we go ahead and make this official?
Hold on, bitch. We ain't locked in until you take your cheese over there.
Mine is there, man.
Yours ain't there, shit.
Hey, man, the individual that I called, I asked him to go by and see if Mr. Willie had the money. I say, if he got the money, give him mine. I just got a text, and they say he did have the money. I'm giving him yours now.
All right, what's up?
So we want to get a clear understanding on all the stipulations and the terms. What is our, now, you know this is a three-day race. Are we specifying it's got to be one of the 3 days, or do we have to do it some point that weekend? What are the stipulations so it ain't no bullshit?
Well, we already said most of them. Small block, nitrous and nitrous, 8 Mile, Pro Tree, Track Rules, all Track Rules. As far as the day, Saturday is cool.
Now, Abe, I noticed y'all raised, you want a Pro 400 tree or a Pro 500?
Pro 400.
Yeah.
Pro 100 Pro tree.
Whichever one the fastest, baby. Whichever one the fastest.
No, you got to make it specific because you don't want whichever one the fastest. You don't play with no.
It's a 400 Pro tree.
That's cool. That's cool.
We already stipulated that it's a 400 Pro tree.
What's
and
that?
Abe, so you saying it's got to happen by Saturday, by the close of the track Saturday.
Right.
Now hold on. Now Abe, listen. Me or you have not ever been to this track. They're saying Sunday is the biggest race day. Now will we have a better race surface on Sunday, or you want to just said it that we got to do this.
It seemed
Saturday
to me like if Sunday is the biggest day, then that means it'd be harder to get in the damn stadium lane to do the shit on Saturday.
I mean, I said okay, so you want it to be Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
All right, we'll do it Saturday. Are we putting a time on it, or we got to have it done by the time the track closes?
No, that really don't matter to me, you know.
So it's got to be Saturday by the time the track closes.
Right.
You got to be in the staging lane ready to go before the track closes.
Look,
if the track
preferably the earlier the better on Saturday. You know what I'm saying?
You say what?
Have a stipulation on the time, but the earlier the better.
Hey, I don't know. I don't know. It's like to say, I mean, shit, is it going to be 40 degrees in the daytime and 80 degrees at 5 o'clock? You know, we'll say we got to be in a race by the time the track closes because we don't know what the weather conditions might be down there. And at this point, the only thing that's going to stop the race is the weather. If it rains, then it's unlocked. Other than that, we locked in. Head up, 400 Pro Tree, small block nitrous. To the 8th mile, we locked in 1 on 10, and the race is to take place Saturday before the track closes. And the only thing that's going to stop the race is the weather, correct?
Right.
All right.
Hey, Tony, and the butt, y'all see y'all going by track rules. You know, if you go by track rules, and one of y'all touch that damn line on either side, you know, you lose.
We understand. That man understands track rules.
Everybody understands track rules,
and so do I. And if we don't understand.
On the girls' race, you know, they usually let you know as long as you don't cross the center line. That's all I'm saying. Some people don't understand.
No, he said full track rules. I'm in total agreement with that. We're going to go full track rules. And if we have a situation and we arguing back and forth about what is track rules, we got the rule book. So it that's going to eliminate all bullshit.
Right. Red light, you lose.
Ain't no tire slash.
Right. Say what?
You got it.
Red light, you lose.
That's right. You say, listen, Abe, when you say track rules, that's it.
Just make it
okay. You know, like I say that. As long as this has been brewing and as much money as see it online, we ain't gonna play no games. It ain't gonna be no bullshit. Track rules.
Right.
So that's that. That's say everything.
Where is race gonna be at?
What?
Huh?
You say what?
Where is race gonna be at?
Man, don't even tell that man where this race gonna be. Everybody on this motherfucker know where that race gonna be. You obviously ain't in a circle, man.
Not at all. He sleeps.
Uh-oh. Green Bay coming back on Detroit.
The race gonna be at Bradenton Florida. this weekend.
Who asked about the race?
Someone's in California.
Oh.
Say what?
What y'all say about California?
I'll tell them that's where the race is going to be at. Whoever just came in asking where the race is going to be at, tell them it's in California.
No, the race is going to be in Bradenton, Florida this Saturday.
You know what? You're a smart nigga. You know that?
There goes somebody with the N-word again.
So, yeah, they need to miss the mic.
Yeah, he didn't even need to ask that. Everybody and their mama know what this big race coming down there, going down there.
It's Bakersfield, California.
Yeah.
I'll bring my guy out there and say, fuck y'all.
You ain't even got a car, man. You ain't even got a car, man.
I bet y'all do.
Who was that saying? Who was that saying they got a car, Kimo?
Who was that opening his mic up?
Say what?
What you got, sir?
What I get? Oh, man. What I don't get?
Nothing. Nothing.
He ain't got no good mean that shit. That's what he don't get.
So I've been listening to you guys all this time. You guys really talk a lot of trash, man. You know? I want to know where you guys are going to be racing. I want to see this money race. I want
to
see what
Kyle
wants to
bet on. Yeah. Mute his mic.
The stand-up guy.
Hey, Lady A, can we get a mute on that mic?
Hey, what?
What?
Tell him he can buy a copy from BET Live. He going to have it. Tell him just order a copy from BET Live. That's what he got to do. E.T. Live HD. Yeah, tell me how you get the video from him.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yep. Right. Call BET. Matter of fact, BET,
I ain't got
to
call. I ain't got to call nobody, man. Say the best man win, that's all.
Hey, BET, you already got the race already, don't you?
Hey, who we speaking with? Who they
cat is? We don't even know.
Hey, what's your name, sir? Who you speaking with?
My name is Byron.
You from up north?
Yeah, I'm up from the north.
Ah, okay. You familiar with BET?
Nah, I'm not familiar, man. This is my first time on this station. I heard a couple of my guys on here earlier.
You got to be with the guys from Butt Motorsports.
Okay, we'll give you a pass then. Since this being your first time, we won't go too hard on you. But, you know, a lot of guys on this radio, man, they serious about this racing. And then
Kimo don't get nobody for free.
Byron,
since you from up here and you with the Butt Motorsports, can you tell us what you got? Hello?
You did it by myself.
Say, Byron.
Are me and myself two different people?
Huh?
Hey, his name Byron. Is he black or white? I ain't never heard of no black guy named Byron.
Excuse me, sir?
Byron, that's
right. You got jokes, man.
Football game on around there, man.
Hey, y'all lay off for a minute, man. Don't be too hard on him. He says it's his first time. Let's just give him a pass since it's been his first time. I want to tell you guys, Byron, that these guys on here are dead serious about what they do, man. For you to come on here and ask a question like that out by the blue and then can't give a specific on what you got, then they gonna kick you to the curb, man, real quick, you know?
I'm gonna cut through all the red tape and the bullshit. I ain't never seen a guy named Byron with Bus Motorsports.
He didn't say he was from Bus Motorsports, I don't think, Kimo.
He said around with him. Hey, anybody named Byron, that sounds like a gay ass white name.
The
DT. DT, yeah. You gotta understand, I grew up with the Buzz Motorsport, and I ain't never seen a guy talking about his name Byron.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Kimo. That's what I'm saying. He never say he with Bus Motorsport. He say he just had some friends. He say he had some friends on. He didn't say he was with the camp.
Well, BZ asked him what friends did he have on the show then, and we gon' that's gonna narrow it down then.
Hey, the football guy.
Say Byron. Say Byron.
You don't want nothing, little girl.
You don't have no stairs. Peach is
with
his plan.
I'm going then.
Yeah, Byron. He with Butt Motorsports.
Look at this girl.
Say, Byron. Nah, I guess he ain't paying attention. He might have hung
Byron
up.
Byron has left the building.
All right, Byron. Appreciate you coming on, Byron.
What people is?
Right here, who that? That's Byron again?
Oh, I
want to
know where
Kibo
is,
because
Kibo don't give nobody no goddamn
shit. This is me, dog. This is me. I just ain't never heard of that man.
Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, y'all was on the show the other night trying to be sweet about Miss Chocolate. Y'all talking about a boomer girl named Miss Chocolate. This motherfucker weighs 347 pounds.
Hey, he said, Boom said, it'll be him. It'll be him, Scooby, Miss Chocolate, and Mississippi Joe riding together.
I bet you
they
got a goddamn
Tucson
truck there, man.
Hey, Joe won't be in that little Honda
Boom be
riding in.
Hey, where's the Tony? Tony's like, Green better than intercept this motherfucker. If it
didn't
run this
bitch,
we ain't
gonna
intercept this bitch.
Lord, I'm hurt. I knew Detroit wasn't gonna do nothing.
Throw up in the can.
Matthew Stafford. Send that some bitch home.
Hey, what happened, little Tony? Don't tell me to get married. I'm betting with him. I won't let Tony get that motherfucker's asshole out.
It's Tony somewhere on here. I can assure you that.
I'm here. I'm still here.
I can't tell the difference between Lil Tony and Kimo. Who them motherfuckers are coming with
I'm here, dog. What's happening, dog? You bring the car to Burlington?
No, man. Because we reach on again, man. And the photo won't be ready, man.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you piss me off, now, you know, I can smoke ready for your ass, Tony. You know, I want to try you.
What I need to say to piss you off?
See, you can't piss me off now, because when you shut up from the party, that's what's on your ass.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to show you something now. I don't like to talk about a motherfucker being on the phone, though. DJ Grant, who's been on the phone, DJ Grant?
What the hell you say? What you say?
I don't talk about nobody that's here on the phone. Is DJ Grant still on the phone?
I'm here. What's going on?
I heard you say your goddamn car was running right. You should have been taught that bitch and turned the whiteboard house. I ain't heard you trying to get nail ring.
I'm saying like this, dog. I've already said that's my main objective is to get the whiteboards when I get down there. Listen to me. I'm not going to stick my foot in my goddamn mouth, goddamn.
I know.
It has some bad luck. But that is my plan to go down on the white boy's ass in Brayton. That's my plan.
Yeah, I know you're going to do that if you do so. If it was me, if you call me down so long, I can have trouble with it. I'll bag that motherfucker up to the front door and do a print out on that motherfucking front yard.
DJ, you say that is your plan, but sometimes we change our plans, huh?
Man, my luck been so bad, man. I don't want to jinx my damn self. I'm gonna shut the hell up and get down there. Get down there, make me one or two clean hits, and down on their ass. I plan to go.
Well, that's what I told you to do, DJ. I told you not to damn talk about it.
Yep, that's it.
But I can tell you this. If it do, I'll let the worst track that I probably could have been on tonight. The motherfucker dropped the number, so I feel real good.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing, man. I'm a little nervous. I heard Lil' Tony and Kimo, we had a lot of dolphins, but none of them like they're raising. They're like they're a little nervous. I'm a little worried about that now.
Hold on, say what now?
I think I heard it. Lil' Tony and Kimo talk a lot of shit, and I like that. But after they're like they're raising, it seems like they done got cotton in the mouth.
He didn't sound worried to me, dog.
Hey, dog, that guy there, man, them people have been crying wolf so long, man, it's hard. I just couldn't believe that he had actually finally locked some money in, man.
That's probably the most scary part about it there, huh, Tony?
Huh?
Not to mention,
the individual that he said he gave the money to, I hadn't heard from him. I'm like, well, why didn't he call and tell me? And then, like I say, like everybody know, they always claiming they don't lock in. And then he claimed they called and told Three Lug and Leon that they wasn't coming, and both them guys down there said they ain't heard from them. So, you know, it's just hard to believe anything they say. But the man said he gave him $1,000. So, man, it ain't nothing else to talk about. The stage is set. It's showtime.
They going to pay that one-time money, what?
Hey, what is Bama's game? Is Florida playing Detroit now, or they playing in Green Bay?
Huh?
Is Florida in Detroit, or they playing in Green Bay?
Can't hear you, dog. You're breaking up.
They're playing in Green Bay. In Green Bay.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, you already know they're going to pay that funk out money, man. You know that.
Well, I accept donations, too.
I'll tell you this, dog. Just like you said, you ain't heard nothing from me. I ain't really heard nothing from them either, but I heard from that camp also, from one of the white boys camp, that they plan to go down on my ass in Florida, too. So the feelings are mutual out here.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Wait, they plan to run who?
They told somebody, and I know it was a reliable source. They told that they plan to try to, you know, get on my ass in Florida too. So we have mutual feelings.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
When y'all going to Florida now? You know, Florida, Friday's a good test day if you're trying to get some test pads in. Friday's a good day to get some test pads in. Now, it's just me. If I was you now, if I was you, I'd go down there and find out what the deal is, and then I'll try to run quick as I can just in case you want to run somebody else. If you're going to get out there on a Friday. But if you're going to get out there on Saturday, I understand you pushing it back, because then you don't know whether or not you're going to have any problems or not.
Hey, dog,
I'm
going to
be there
for
all 3 days.
Do you know what time they're going to open the track on Friday?
But they'll be open, I know, around about at least about 4 or 5.
Won't be no earlier than that.
I'd be there all 3 days, though.
I don't know now. Y'all get with Baldy, but what I'm saying is, if y'all coming down there, and to be honest with you now, it don't get that cold out there, but at night, that damn soup still falls.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to
get Baldy. Hopefully, Baldy will be on somebody's show this week so we can just kind of see, because I would love to see if they could maybe have the track open a little early.
Hey, Baldy said he ain't getting on none of these shows because he don't want to get into all that bullshit that's been going on all these shows with different shit, so he's not going to get on no shows.
Well, we need somebody to give us some clarity on what's going on at the time.
Well, you got a point there. Let me see, can I call a motherfucker? Yeah.
Or at least have them posted up where we can post to have the times posted and see who do we need to call if we want to, you know, maybe rent the track a little earlier, do some testing earlier on Friday.
Shit, I wouldn't be open to the
rent. Open it up a little earlier on Friday.
Let me stick it out, find out what time to go. Is anybody going to call it? Y'all want me to try to call a motherfucker? Shit.
Go ahead, dog.
All right.
So these are general questions. It ain't like, I don't see what controversy could cause us, giving us to answer some general questions.
Is it anybody else that y'all know of that's got anything locked in for Braylon? Huh?
Nobody I really know of. I've never been to Braylon. When my first year going.
You say what?
This is going to be my first year going.
Yeah.
But I heard it's a real too. Good. I heard it's a real good track, though.
That's excellent.
No, right?
Hope we get plenty of action down there.
Oh, you're gonna have some fun down there, Tony. You're gonna be some guys out there that are gonna be willing to race. And you know, crew chief and Big Low. They want to represent Florida, so they're going to try to throw everything they got in Florida to any out of town. You get ready for that.
Yeah.
You get ready for that.
Yeah, me and crew chief had numerous run-ins. Yeah, I know.
Right. I think Tony fucked that goddamn yellow truck up, a crew chief.
Yeah, we're going to blow his ass out. They thought that was a close race the last time they ran. We're gonna gap his ass this time.
Dang. Waiting on Bob to get in touch with Baldy.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Sleepy on the line trying to get in. Can you get his mic open?
Lady A, can you bring Sleep in, please?
Y'all keep on talking. I'm going to try to get on to somebody. I'll let y'all keep on talking.
All right. Lady A, you still with us? I can't find Lady A right this second, but as soon as we get back in touch with Lady A, yeah, we're going to bring Sleepy in.
All righty. Hey, Tony, you got more than one race down there locked in?
Nope. That's the only one I got locked in.
Don't lead on with that motherfucker there, boy. If that race go off, that's going to be a hell of a race.
Yeah, that's worth coming for right there.
Who that?
Yeah, that's
Tony. Who y'all said that?
Yeah.
What race? Tony and race?
Yeah.
Two Michigan.
Keep on
making it. They got a small block G body against your Camaro.
Yeah. Both of y'all on the same size tire?
Now that I don't know. I'm towing on a 28, ain't he?
I'm trying to think who else I heard. Who else have I heard even run a small block in a G-body?
Hold on.
Kimo.
Yeah.
You taking your car down there?
No, nope.
I will be a professional spectator at that at this point.
You'll be a professional spectator, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What is the chances of the infamous Sub-Zero being at Hattiesburg? Is that possible, man? Or is that?
Hey,
that's
y'all
100%
guaranteed. Yeah,
we know that's guaranteed. Oh, hey, okay, the track over at 6. Now, they said you get over the ball, and he might can get it open up earlier, but it don't open at 6 o'clock on Friday. DJ Grant and Lil Tony, when y'all get a chance after the show, y'all need to call me. I got something very, 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 very important that y'all need to know. So y'all need to call me, DJ Grant and Lil Tony.
All right.
So if you ain't got my number, pitch the thing to the client. If you don't, just ask your old lady. She got it.
Okay. We sure will make contact with you.
So if they open up the track at 6, that must mean they're going to be running pretty late.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, well, do you know exactly what it is?
I think it's from 6 to 10 because they're supposed to be having a little party, a little picnic or something to get out there on Friday, too.
Right. Hey, Tom, do you know what car they got to bring that Cutlass, right? I was somebody texted me and asked me what car A is going to bring.
He's
bringing
his own
Cutlass.
What car you said who's going to bring?
A.
A. He's bringing his Cutlass.
Who was A?
The one that I locked in with.
Tell the truth, honey, that's nobody. Hey,
but
dog,
Tony, that's what dog was trying to get y'all to make sure you get all them Pacifics in, man. You got to make sure you know all that.
Thank you. That's all I was doing. I ain't trying to be nasty. I'm just trying to say, because that much money, boy, you got to have that shit together because it can cause a problem. Thank you. That's all I was doing.
No, initially, when we was in negotiation, they wouldn't specify what car, but he specified today his Cutlass.
They did say his Cutlass.
Yeah, I heard him say Cutlass, yeah. And Tony, why the hell would you lock in with a motherfucker without even knowing what the car you going to run?
No, that's why I wouldn't lock in. Well, you know what? They didn't want to lock in. They just wanted a verbal. But he kept saying that I got to show my motor and don't worry about what car they bring. And I say, man, I'm not even going to give you a verbal lock-in on that. So, you know, the other day we came to the agreement, you got to specify what car, and we're going to say it's small box to small box, spray to spray. Because in that camp, they got a bad habit of telling people they got to see their motor first, but they don't show their motor. I know that sounds stupid, but that's the type of shit that them guys do. So I told him, you know, listen, man, I'm racing y'all. I don't give a damn what you got stuffed over in that bitch. Don't worry about what I got stuffed over in my.
I didn't want to cause no controversy, but when y'all got that many problems with a kind of team like that, the DP man and the DP man need to be on their premises.
Well, the DP man, he right here with both of us, so it's.
But that's what
I'm saying.
He ain't got to be okay, if y'all have a problem at the track, and both of y'all saying that both of y'all are right, how do the DP man know who to pick?
Yeah, but man, what is this
motherfucker? Oh. What I'm trying to say is, if y'all come back and tell Mr. Willie your side, and they come back and tell Mr. Willie their side, they say they right, and you say you right. So what's Mr. Willie going to do?
Now, Mr. Willie gonna do the right thing. He's a mutual party. Mr. Willie gonna do the right thing.
I can't even do the right thing if he don't know what the right thing is, though. Listen.
I'm saying Mr. Willie ain't gonna get nobody no money until he done heard both sides anyway. He ain't gonna just take over. I can't call Mr. Willie and tell him, hey man, dude was a no show. Let me get that money when I get back home. He ain't going for that.
No. Tom, what he's saying is when you get down there, who gonna hold the money? For the bet, and who gonna be the DP man down there? That's what he does.
No, No, that ain't really what I was saying. What I was really saying is, what if they get down there and for some reason they don't run? But if Motorsports get his side of the story and say he should get the money, and then Lil Tony get his side of the story and say he should get the money, how the hell Mr. Willie gonna know which one of y'all motherfuckers telling the truth?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Y'all might get down there and don't raise. And if y'all don't raise, somebody's supposed to get the park out money. How he gonna know which one of y'all supposed to get the park out money? Because whoever tell the story,
he's going to
tell his side of the story
that
they can get it.
Well, like I stipulated, dog, is, like you say, that's a nice amount of money. And I told him I ain't going to play no games with him, and I ain't going to let him play none with me. If for whatever reason we don't race and it's on me, I'm going to keep it gangster and 100 and tell Mr. Willie, go and give him that money. And nobody never in life had a problem with getting paid out of me, and I ain't never in life had a problem with getting paid, and I'm never in life going to have a problem getting paid. If I earn that man's money, I'm going to get that man's money. If that man earns my money, he's going to get his money. And if we have a problem with that, then me and him going to settle that problem. But me and that man have been racing each other for years, and we never had problems with paying each other their money.
Okay, I got it. See, Tony, the people that we know. I mean, like I said, I'm gonna just use me for an example. I know you. I know what you're saying, and what you do, whether you like it or not, you'll pay your punk out money. But now, I don't know when they pay their punk out money. I don't know.
Right. Well, like you said, they lost lock up money before, and they paid off like champs. So you know, I can't say what they'll do in the future, but I know what they did in the past. And after that, that's why they said they didn't want to lock in no more because they didn't like having to get money up. You know, that's them. You know.
No problem. As long as you're satisfied, we chill with him. So I'm just like out there for the couple. I want to see this boy. That's what the fuck y'all do.
I'm like dog, not Tone. I want to know who's gonna hold that money when we get down there. How would that go?
I mean, well, we got whoever, it don't matter. Wherever he's comfortable with, like I say, Mr. Willie got it now. So we can see who in that camp is coming.
No, I'm talking about
And we'll bring
them
up.
I'm talking about the initial bet, Tone, when you get down there, just in case something crazy happened, like he crossed the line and don't want to pay and shit like that. You know what I mean? That's what I was asking. Who would hold the money down there?
Hey, it's on record that we are going by track rules. I say, so if any one of us got a discrepancy as to what the infraction was, all we got to do is resort to the rule book. And that's going to be the deciding factor. Because it's stipulated, and I agree, to track rules. Period.
Right. Track rules.
And in track rules, it's first or worst infraction. I done seen guys racing and they red light together and they say, okay, don't nobody get paid. That's bullshit. Whoever had the worst red light lost and the second man gets his money.
No, you ain't got to worry about that. If both of y'all red light, it's going to light down at the other end, it's still going to come on for whoever red lighted first. I mean, you know, it's up to you.
That's what I'm saying. I've seen guys that say, if we both red light, it ain't no race. We both agreed to track rules, so there is no such thing as a double red light. Somebody red lit first.
So if both of y'all red light, the red light gonna still come on the side, but the one that needed the least.
Correct. That's correct. But what I'm saying is, I've seen that red light come on, and guys still say, "No, we both red lit, so don't nobody get paid," and they agree to it. I've seen that.
Yeah, you're right about this. Don't forget now, too, now, if one of y'all, if he red light and you go down the track and cross the center line, you know you lose.
Oh, yeah. I'm more than familiar with track rules. And I hope that he is, given that he called track rules. You know what, y'all, one time I had happened a long time ago. I was grudge racing a guy at the drag strip, but we agreed to have a flag, man. We wasn't going to have the tree. So we couldn't get the flag man situation together, so we say, fuck it, we going to go off the tree. Said, all right, then. A guy holler, and it's got to be a pro tree. I'm not going off a sportsman tree. I tell him, it don't matter, man. You know, whatever tree you want. He said, it's a pro tree because I don't want you to be on no bullshit. I tell him, okay, fine. We get up there, we run the pro tree. The tree come down, I leave, he sat there.
he left way behind me. We come back, and I asked him, you know, what happened, man? I thought you had broke or something. He said, man, I didn't know a pro tree came down like that. I said, what you asked for a pro tree? That man told me he ain't never seen a pro tree in his life. One of the guys in his camp told me, man, don't let him trick you on that regular tree. Go off a pro tree. And the guy had never seen a pro tree in his life. He said,
you know
he sits there thinking I read it.
You know what? I know what he meant by that. I got the same way. He thought a pro tree was just because you were around the tree. He just considered that a pro tree because it was a regular tree. He thought it was a pro tree. I did the same thing with a motherfucker. I did the same shit. Motherfucker didn't even know what a pro tree was.
Dude said he's sitting there thinking I was red lit and threw my money away. And he said when he realized he didn't, you know, he basically just idled on down the track. Like, man, I don't believe I'm just gave this man all this money. And when we come back and he paid off like a champ. I asked him what happened. He said he didn't notice the tree came down like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, like I say, I hope that he didn't ask for something. He don't really know what he asked for. Because I would like a good, clean, I want both of us to make the path of our life. That's what I want. I don't want to win by default.
I wouldn't give a goddamn if he didn't need a line, as long as it was legit and I got that money. Fuck that. Clean, fast shit.
There you go.
I'm
agree with Tony. Now with me and the right boys, right? That's how I want us to race. I want both of us to be at our best. I don't want no goddamn
that's why you motherfuckers get fucked all the time. Fuck that. Look here, if I'm raising for money, I don't give a fuck if his back tie fall off.
Yeah.
Right, y'all talking about some gentleman racing and stuff. That's when you want everybody to be at their best. I just want to win. You goddamn right. Damn right.
Well, I'm saying it that way just so you know. Goddamn, I'm letting my goddamn nuts hang. That's all.
What did they make that say he wanted to win?
Huh?
Who did they make that say that they win?
Yeah, what's up, man?
You ain't lying. People like you, I don't give a damn. I don't give a goddamn how I win. I don't want you to get hurt and tell your car. I don't give a damn if you got them front tires fall off on the ground and you put back on after race.
Hey, DJ told me he want his nuts to hang. I want my pockets to hang, I tell you. I want to get paid. Yeah, I feel you, man. I feel you on that. I'm just saying.
You don't want to have no excuse in your head, but
exactly.
I don't give a damn.
Exactly.
If it's for that money, I don't give a goddamn. You got, if I'm running for $10, you can have $10 excuse as long as I get that $10.
Well, I tell you what, if we do, and they do have a problem like that, I'll definitely run them right on back the same weekend. To let them know it wasn't a fluke.
That's right. That's what I like. That's good sportsmanship. You know, if I run somebody and I whoop them, it's only right to get that man some get back.
Yeah. That's why DJ and Tony got that curly hair. They got part white in them or something. I don't care. I ain't thinking about them, but I'm trying to get paid and get away.
I mean, everybody will accept some charity, but I mean, you know, I do like to fight for mine.
Hey, Tony, is Tony still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
You're like when me and Tony was out in Orenburg, goddammit. Shit, we was acting like gentlemen, good sports and shit and everything. But give him a park out money if you can't crank up.
That's right.
See, we still had a good goddamn time, haven't we?
Yes, sir. Damn sure did. Now, like I say, even when I had problems, man, everybody at the drag strip in Queen Paul was trying to help me get it sorted out so that we can go ahead and race. I mean, you know, it ain't... You know, that's how we do. And like I said, it wasn't no hard feelings from the beginning to the end. After it was over, after I went on and conceded that I couldn't make the call.
And we talk shit before the race, after the race, too, man. I mean, we talk shit like we were trying to kill each other, but like you said, anybody down there was trying to help. We even had two guys, they almost got the fight come in with all about what was wrong with stuff.
Yeah, yeah, so did.
Hey, we old motherfucker, too.
Huh?
It was two big motherfuckers, boy.
I ain't hear you, dog. You're breaking up.
Yeah, I know I'm on my house phone. I'm on my cell phone, man. No cell phone ain't worth a shit. You can hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Yeah. I bet it was two big motherfuckers, too.
You say what?
Let me get on my goddamn house phone. What's going on, little Tony?
What's happening?
How y'all doing, man? What's going on, Kimo, little Tony, Dog, DJ Grand? How are y'all doing, man?
How you doing,
brother?
Yeah, this ain't nobody but old Larry. I felt like messing with Kimo. I wanted to ask Kimo, did he want me to bring the... I was going to ask Kimo, did he want me to bring the boat when I come?
Oh, yeah, you can.
You know that, you know, the earlier programs when we had that joke that we made about the boat, Kimo?
Yeah.
What's been happening, man?
Somebody's asleep on the phone, man. Wake your motherfucking ass up. Tell wrong with you. Sleep on his damn phone, fell. Get up, son, bitch.
I just had an epiphany right then. Now BET, I just came up with something that'll make you rich. We needed a alarm clock to say what you just said. And shit them up with all calls to catch. Wake up, bitch.
You're right, boy.
Wake your ass up, bitch.
Who's that sleep, man?
Shit, he sleep, dog. He sleep. We ain't gonna know.
Hey, y'all still on the phone? Hey, I got something I want to bring up about. You know, Mississippi Joe had a good show there Friday about when he was saying who should the car go with, the owner or the driver. Did y'all hear that show? Who all want to hear that show?
Yeah,
I did. Okay, one thing they forgot. This is how it go. It all depends on who the driver is. If you got a real popular driver, it don't make no difference what car you got. They can always say it's him. Nobody brought that up. So, like a joker like Tony Bynes or somebody that's real popular, don't care what car you got, they can always say it's prime time. But, you know, I agree, though. Whoever the owner of the damn car, that's what the car goes for. It's the Mississippi car.
Well, I mean, that's it. The prime time is a camp, so I mean, you know, they probably say it's in the prime time camp, but that car gonna be, you know, whoever that owns it, like I said, whoever's spending that check.
Not only that, dog, I remember last year you and Tony got into it about that. You wanted Mississippi Joe to stand up for that car to represent that it came from Mississippi.
Well, you're right. I'm glad you said that, but you got to look at, and you know what? That's why I was saying it, because this is what, and not to make nobody look bad. I always was telling Tony, I said, Tony, when you go up there, let them know that's a Mississippi car. You always saying, you don't ever say that. See, when I said something about it, I always did say it was a Mississippi car. So, you know, if Tony Keep didn't say it, and then, you know, the people that don't know would think it was Tony's car, and it was from Georgia.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but one point that they was trying to make was about where the car goes. You know, Tony want to go here and Mississippi want to go there. You know, that's what they was talking about as well. You know, what they they was fighting in camp as well, talking about Green Bay killing Detroit already.
Yeah. They ain't killing them. They ain't up at a touchdown. They ain't killing them. They scored two quick points and ain't did nothing since. That's 17 unanswered points. They killing
them. You ain't lying now. But that's Detroit. You know y'all from Detroit.
Right,
though.
Right. That's where Tony and them, that's Tony and them. But I can't
say
nothing bad.
Tony kind of gains himself. You see his lips, his little pretty lips. If I can put his lips on DJ Brett, I'll marry him.
Oh,
man.
Man.
Dang.
Damn.
Big dog.
Take it easy, dog. Take it easy.
Dog, do you need help?
Oh, my goodness.
Boy, y'all crazy, boy. Y'all crazy.
Oh, you crazy.
What's up,
Hey, where's Kibo at tonight, man?
He there.
What's going on,
man? The only reason I want Kibo to stay on there because Kibo don't get nobody no slack. He cuss every bitch in the world. He worse than DET. He motherfucker don't get no slack to nobody.
Him and BET can't be on the same show because they like negative and positive.
No, they can be on the same show because normally when one cuss another, out the hood and be quiet. So we had to put BET. See, BET just like he got minutes on his phone. We had to put restrictions on BET because when he get to talking, he had too many minutes on his phone.
Hey, what's going on, BET?
What's up? What's going on with you?
You all right, sir?
Who that, Will?
No, when me and you going to host another show?
Who is that, Mailman?
Yes, sir.
Damn man.
Hey, I just got tired of listening to that. I guess got tired of listening to that old talking ass dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was gonna say y'all did a hell of a good job, dude.
Hey, thanks, dog. Good evening to you, sir. How you doing?
All right, ain't no problem. Hey, I'm glad to see you don't really hate me that bad. You know, I just like to talk shit.
Oh, yeah, no problem. You know, me and you the same age, so we think damn near alike, almost.
Almost. Hey, but look at that. Hey, DJ Grant.
Yes, sir.
You say you got the worst track in the world. I know you don't like to talk about a track, but what's
your track? I don't
want to
say that.
But I was going to say today, man, the weather down there was perfect. It was 70 degrees. The weather was fucking perfect down there, man. And we had maybe 7 cars at the track today. K-9 told the rear end in the car, though. The transmission, they busted the transmission today.
Who did?
K-9 did with their G-body car.
Oh, really? Yeah, he called me this morning, so they were going out there.
Yeah, they looked it down pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they feel like they were Little Romeo. It looked pretty good, too.
Well, I would say the track I've had the worst luck. I mean, but actually, you know, the track is they've been working on it and it done came around, you know, some. But, I mean, it's usually the track I usually had the worst time at, and it's my home track. But
Hey, number one stunner.
Yes, sir.
What's so hard about you saying Phoenix City, Alabama, man? And I'm way, hey, listen here, stunner. Hey, I'm way up here in Michigan, man.
I was going to say, it was goddamn either Phoenix City or Montgomery. It had to be one of the two.
Yeah. That's all right. I said for you. You ain't got to say it. I'm way up here in Michigan. Fuck them.
I'm going to say, you know, they have been stepping their program up. So, I mean, you know, I can't
dress that shit up. You say it was the worst track you go to, motherfucker. You can't dress it up.
No, man. I ain't say that. I had the worst luck at.
But he said lately,
I came right off the trailer, went down Broadway and you know, dropped a nice little note. So,
damn.
I mean, we finished putting the motor in about 3:30 this afternoon, went straight up to the track and dropped the number right off the trailer. And his little sister
Zoe, Evan, is trying to think of the first. Wait, who they got to follow up? Who they got? What BET and BET supposed to make sure them folks stop that old background shit?
Y'all, I don't know who the hell that is. Who I'm gonna cuss out?
Anybody you think, BT, just start cussing. All right, you know what to do. You don't give a fuck when you cussing out.
Hey, don't y'all push him up now. You don't take much. Don't y'all push him up now. He's on probation right now.
Hey, dog, you know what? Stand up guy. Oh, hell, listen at it. Listen at they Mark and Kevin now. They tripped me out last night.
But they will travel.
He would be. Hey, I want to tell y'all, dog. You know, I decided I go into braids now. You know I ain't got straight now. I come through Georgia, goddamn wide open now. They can't fuck with me. But I was just thinking, I'm going to hit that goddamn road by myself, man. I ain't waiting on now some bitch. I ain't looking for now some bitch.
You better quit saying that, bitch, because you break down. Ain't now some bitch coming to get your motherfucking ass.
Well, I understand that, too. That's why I done.
And just go on down the road, and if you need some help, then you can call somebody.
Well, like I said, I'm on the road Friday morning, striking out.
Well, you got some hot lights.
Make sure you get go by the goddamn, go by that Vance and get you goddamn one of them 24 quart, them 24 count boxes of oil.
You know I stay prepared.
Hey, that motherfucker put it to the finish line. I'm serious, man. You know he was staying at my house. Go from my house to Jackson. That ain't but 15 minutes. He goddamn stopped at every goddamn gas station to check his fucking oil, man.
my car. Yeah, my car smoke a little bit, right? So long as it's smoking, I know I got oil in it. When it quit smoking, that's when I have to check the oil.
I had one of them, BT. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
BT said
you trying to get how many miles out of that son of a gun?
I'm trying to get a million out of Stunner.
Goddamn near, you getting there. Hey, DJ, I got a problem, man. Now, you say you dropped a good number now. Did your car go down the track because it was spinning down the track and it made a good number or whatnot? That don't make no sense now. What you said don't make sense if the track wasn't good and you did a good number.
It went down Broadway, no problem. Straight, good, clean hit. Right off the track.
But the track must not have been bad, baby.
He's just covering up, dog.
Just let it go.
Okay. See, when you sell surgery shit, the motherfucker with sense don't make, you know, if the track fucked up, ain't no way in the world you make no good numbers.
No.
If you went straight down Broadway, that means you wouldn't put out no goddamn problem.
I'm not saying that the track was fucked. I said, me personally have had just bad, my worst luck as far as getting down. It's just been the track that's been the worst. I've had the worst time getting down.
Had you had your hair did today, too?
No.
And when the CVA had your hair, maybe that grease was getting in the motherfucker. That was fucking up.
Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir.
Where's the champ at, man?
Huh?
Where's the champ?
I thought Joe was on here.
Hey, this is Dre. You're
talking about butt naked.
Hey, y'all, this drag. Lil Tony just texted me saying he got bumped off, so somebody got to get Lil Tony back on.
Got to get the hose back on.
Hey, well, take my nuts out your mouth and I can call him.
Say that again, dog.
I'm just fucking with you. What's up, drag?
I thought I was going to tell you I couldn't get on. I was talking to somebody else, so I muted my phone. I was going to tell them if they didn't have your number, dog, all they had to do was dial your mammy up and get it.
hey, y'all, he got Drag saying, though. He said like he from the South, but he sound like he from the North. That motherfucker Drag, you better quit talking about my mammy.
Man.
It's all good. But look here, man, I sure hope you had your car ready for goddamn it, Big Clark Race. Because when we stick that goddamn it 2-inch dick sideways up your ass, your hemorrhoids going to be bust wide the fuck open.
I'm going to be ready, but I don't know if I'm going to be finished, you know.
But you ain't ready then, motherfucker.
I'm coming down. I might have to test there.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, like the slower you is, you might want to bring that something down there. You probably can test it.
Yeah, you right, dog. I ain't that fast.
Now, I'm going to tell you something now. I don't mind sucking on them Joker Wee-Wee now. If that something is pretty like they say it's pretty, and if it's fast a little bit too, and you say you didn't want to get your old big ass in there, I get my pillow out now. I might want to dry that motherfucker.
Hey, dog, you know, it might be hard to get some insurance on you being over 60, but if you let me get a life insurance policy on, you can get in it over here.
If you could put me in a life insurance policy, I'd kill myself and come back. I'd kill myself unless you get the goddamn money, then I'll come back alive after you get the money.
Right. That's what I'm talking about, dog. That sounds good.
See, why we kill BET first, shit? Why we kill him, shit?
I don't care, BET. That's the race of him.
No, hell no. You can't get rid of me, dog. That easy, hell. Let me live long as you did, hell.
Did anybody call Tony?
No, you know you all getting calling Tony, getting him upset, man. You know you all calling Tony.
We got to get him in on the three-way. We got to get him in.
For the show. Get Tony back on.
Gotta get it back on
Keep,
the show.
Kimo,
you
can't get Tony. I thought you talking about
Tony
Vine.
Is Lady A still on? Is it out the hours? I don't think that she can call out.
No, she can't call out, but she still got the switchboard open though. You can't call out though.
Okay.
Get on that. Got to be getting on somebody that's already on. They got a three-way in.
Where Kimo at?
Ain't nobody got him because he checked me again.
That big black baboon looking motherfucker, he ain't going to be quiet that long without saying something.
He done fell out too?
He might be put a bump and dig in together.
Who on here got Tony's number?
Tony got a new number, right?
Yeah, he got a new number.
Tony got a new number, so I ain't got a... Hey, Greg, whenever y'all talk to him, I told DJ Grant and him, both of them need to call me. I got some important shit I need to tell both of them. It's important, they need to know. So when y'all get off the phone, y'all need to
know. I'm trying to figure out how to get Tony on. This phone I got, if I click over anything, it's going to hang up.
Yeah.
I got a flip phone, dog. I got one of the oldest phones around.
Did it work, don't it?
It ain't old as mine, Drag.
I don't know. I got the next phone they made after the brick phone there, Sleepy.
What's that, Sleepy?
What's going on, dog?
What's up, Sleepy? What's up, brother?
Ain't nothing, man. How you feel?
All right.
Sleepy, I'm going to say, Drag, I got that phone you still put an antenna up on.
Hey, call me back.
All right. Hey, Drag.
Yeah.
Text me the number. I can call him in.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna click over and text him in.
All right.
Hey, is Mailman still on the phone?
Yeah, go ahead, dog.
I must goddamn book you and goddamn BET your show for goddamn every Wednesday at 6:30. Shit, Wild Man show come on, he talk for 20 minutes at his lunch break, and then he gone, mother. He's fucking up some damn time, say.
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that. What's going on with that show? I mean, where Cole at?
To be honest with you, man, I can't say what I want to say. I ain't gonna say that on the air about Cold Killer, but man, you know that's another story. I have to tell you off the air on that kind of shit. But what I'm trying to say is, if they ain't gonna have a show, they need to goddamn tell somebody so we can throw somebody in that slot.
Right. Well, from what I hear, whatchamacallit have it from now on.
Who, Tag Man?
Yeah.
Oh, Tag Man ain't gonna have it.
Oh, well, he sure said, he'll take it.
I know he'll say it, but the way they want him to do it, though, see, if you're going to have a show, if I tell you to do a show like I was saying, I can't tell you to do a show and tell you how to do it because you ain't yourself.
Right.
I can't tell you that. So, Black Man don't need no show where somebody got to tell him what to say and how to say it and shit. Because just like with me, when everybody get mad at me about my show, see, my show was the first X-rated show. The only reason this X-rated show was because all the guys come on these other shows and try to talk like they're at a Catholic church. They ain't the way we talk in girls racing. So when I had my show, I said, motherfuckers can say what the hell they want. So that's the way we talk.
Right.
I sent it to you, Will.
Yeah, I wouldn't let nobody dictate me to tell me how to talk on a goddamn show either.
Right.
How'd that cousin,
Mailman?
That right, Mailman.
I didn't say
Mailman, let's go ahead. Mailman, let's go ahead and tell dogs, go ahead and book us for the... What is it, dog? 5:30?
Well, no, it's 6:30. It's 5:30 y'all time. And the other night when Big Greg was trying to tell y'all 10 o'clock, he was dead ass right. Y'all kept talking to him. Y'all confused him. You know, y'all trying to tell what time Tayo showed them come on out there in California?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Big Greg was right. It's 10 o'clock East Coast time, 9 o'clock y'all time.
That's what I thought, dog. But shoot, when, like you said, you hit it on the head.
Yeah, because I'm
asking you
questions. That's right. I was on the show. I was saying, Drag, you're right. Just tell me to shut the fuck up. You're right. It ought to be, I think it's 7 o'clock. Well, I think it's 8. And by the time Drag's the shit, y'all done got me confused.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, BG.
It's 10 o'clock, though. See, we 3 hours behind California. Y'all 2 hours, I think.
Right, we 2 hours. Right, exactly.
Yeah, we 2 hours behind them.
Yeah, we 3 hours here in Detroit behind them, too.
Yeah, y'all in the same time East Coast in.
Go ahead, see.
BG, what y'all gonna call the show? The Mailman BTHD show? Or how y'all gonna call it?
That's got to be Big Will trying to get Tony.
Let me click back on there and click on the iPhone, then click back over there to go off. Click back on the show, then click back off the show, and then it'll go off.
We're sorry. Please try your call again later.
Okay.
I don't know what we can call that show. I don't know what we can call that show, Sleepy.
Well, we need to wait and see if they gonna, what they're going to do next week. Now, next week, if they don't do something, I don't care if they get mad. I'm going to book some kind of show to go on the motherfuckers. Off. Motherfuckers, one thing about these shows, it's supposed to come on at a certain time. Motherfuckers be there listening to it, whether they want to hear the shit that's on there or not. They be there waiting for it.
Hey, dog, what you taking something to Florida?
No, I ain't got nothing but I was going to take your mammy, but she didn't want to goddamn come out the outhouse.
What about Red Riding Hood?
Red Riding Hood is already locked in. Tony them taking it. Red Riding Hood is already locked in with crew cheating in the yellow truck.
Oh, they gonna get it on, huh?
Well, they locked in. Whether they get it on or not, somebody got to pay the punk out money. They locked in already. They locked in it with crew chief already.
I might gamble on that, dog.
Which one you like?
Crew chief don't look pretty good to me at Macon.
You know who he like, dog. We know who he like.
Red Riding Hood make a trip, though. They gonna fuck him up.
Huh?
If Red Riding Hood can make the trip, they gonna fuck him up. I just said it because I don't know. Tony and them, they be doing something else to the truck. But if they make the trip, Tony and them got him.
Them other boys look good. They look good in Macon, huh? I watch them both. You know, I watch
they look good. They look good down
in,
what you call me? You in Florida.
Huh?
When they ran in Macon? They didn't run in Macon.
No, I said, crew chief them look good in Macon.
But, you know, they went on down there. They were down in Florida whooping since then.
No. They, you remember me and you was at, Holly Springs. I watched Red Riding Hood. And
Red Riding Hood
would have
been there and it wasn't doing shit then. It went in there. It went to the bumper.
Right. And then the next week we was in Macon. And I was. You wasn't. And,
you talking about when y'all had November the 3rd thing.
Yeah. And they had crew chief and them had the truck there. And I said they looked pretty good to me.
Yeah, okay.
I got you.
I got you.
That's what made me say that it's going to be a good race, you know. I might go with crew chief for him.
It's going to be a good one. I think if they ran like they did in Florida, it's going to be who lead that tree first.
Yeah.
I mean, who lead that tree first.
Yeah, yeah. Who driving crew chief? No, crew chief driving?
Yeah, he driving.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad, was you in Bradenton last year? I can't remember.
I was in Bradenton 3 years ago. I ain't been back since 3 years ago.
Hey, y'all talk. What y'all talking about? Everybody be nice and nice. Y'all go ahead and talk, man. We doing it.
I wonder if Danae's still coming. I wonder if Danae's still going down there because he normally go every year, but I thought I heard somebody say on the radio that Danielle had some bad luck or something in the family. Something happened to somebody or something. Maybe I called
him
on
the
tell me.
I know he's gonna make it to Vancouver.
Yeah, he'll be. They normally make it a vacation down there too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Greg, did you hear the lock up with Lil Tone in that butt screw? You heard the lock up on that?
No, I didn't hear it because I was on and off. I had somebody over here.
All right, well, they locked in one on 10 or better. Track rules, strict everything track rules.
One on 10 or better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We.
Everything track rules.
That could be ugly.
Yes. That could be ugly.
Yeah, boy. That's all, boy.
I still like Lil Tony, though. I don't know the Butch guys. I like Lil Tony. I just like his mechanics. So, I mean, what I mean by that, I like the way he do his shit. I studied him because when I was finna race him, I didn't see no flaws in his program that he was doing, in his procedures. He kind of had me a little nervous there because I didn't see no flaws in it.
Yeah. Well, you know, Tony, I mean, I'm going to bet with Tony because he's my guy. But them boys there, they've been known to have some fast stuff before, too, you know. They ain't no push.
There's some bad boys, too?
They've been known to have some fast cars, especially Tony, you know, Tony Buss, the one. See, they say Buss Motorsports. All of them dudes is basically on the team with Tony. Tony is really the guy that, you know, just had the fast cars.
Hey, Greg, I just said I was a little worried about Tony because I like his procedures. Some people, explain what I mean by that to some people that don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, the way that he do his team and everything and his car, you know, his capabilities. Tony is professional, you know, pretty much all the way through. His car's nice and neat. You know, the way he runs his team and the way he handles himself. That's basically what really makes the person.
And also the way he straps himself in, goes through the procedures about his ballers and all that good shit.
Yeah, Tony's professional. That's what I mean when I say professional. He's look at his car. I'm not saying that, you know, nobody else is not professional because the car's not a brand new car or as neat as Tony's. But, you know, just look at his car to tell you right there, you know, how he thinks.
I see what I mean by that. But, you know, I don't want to tell my goddamn secrets, but like I said, we talked a bunch of shit. We had the whole track around us watching us talk shit. He did the same thing I did when I got rid of strapping that car. I was just like I was in goddamn church, goddamn it. I didn't want to hear shit. I straightforward, locked in, ready to go to work.
Yeah.
Did Tony get back home?
Tony's a good driver, too.
I've been watching. They've been saying he's been pretty sharp on that tree, too.
Tony's been around, though, man. You know, Tony's a young kid. He's younger than me, but he's been around. He was a young dude in the game. You know, Tony drove Pro Modified cars back in the 80s.
Damn.
Yep. They used to call them, what they used to call them back then, Drag? Bam. B-A-M,
no, well,
Bam.
Well, the dude that owned the car was Bam. That was the name
right.
of the car, Bam's toy. But Tony, I think Tony liked the first dude that really put a strapping on, what's his name that run Pro Modified that went over the funny car? Shoot. Not Charles Carpenter, the other dude.
Scotty Cannon?
Yes, Scotty Cannon. Scotty Cannon.
Scotty Cannon. Now,
Tony put a strapping on him at a national event.
Hey, I'm going to say something, Greg. I know you're going to argue with me, but you might not argue with me. But I'm going to say it just since we ain't got nothing to talk about. I'm going to bring up a good topic. And I'm going to say it, though. I think we're going to be on the opposite side of the fence, but I'm going to argue with you. Do you think, you know Roy Hill, right?
Yeah, I know Roy Hill.
Do you think it would benefit us to go to Roy Hill School?
Well, you know, dog. For older cats like us, I ain't gonna never say that we know everything, you know. But definitely we know the basics. You know what I'm saying? And mainly any school that you go to, that's what they're gonna teach you, the basics. You know.
Okay,
well,
hold on, Greg. Not to stop you. Give it to me in layman's terms. Do you think it would do for us to go to? Would it benefit us to go to the Roy Hill Driving School?
I would. I don't know, dog. I won't say that it won't, and I won't say that it will, but I would tell you if I had an opportunity to go where I didn't have to pay, I would go because I would like to know.
Brad, you gave me the political answer. I need to know a hardcore old backyard-ass answer coming from an intelligent man. Give me another answer, Brad.
It's hard to say, bro. I'm trying to answer it the best I can, but you know,
I'm trying to answer it, try to cover all bases, but that's why you can't answer it right. When I tell you what I think the answer is, you're gonna say, yeah, I agree with that, dog. But go ahead. I'm giving you a chance.
Well, okay, I'm gonna tell you from my point of view as a driver. You know, I come through the ranks, dog. You know what I'm saying? I started off driving 16-second cars in a quarter, all the way down to 6-second cars in a quarter, and in the course of 30 years, it took me to do that. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm not going to say there ain't something I could learn. I couldn't learn, but, you know,
hey, okay,
there's a whole lot that I know.
Let me cut you off, Greg, because I see what you're doing. You answered it right, but you ain't telling like, okay, do you think Roy Hill can teach somebody to drive? Bet you could.
No, I wouldn't say he could.
Why?
Because basically we know the same things.
Okay, Greg's saying all the right answers. Ain't no wrong answer to it, but like I said, if you got a joker, like, I'm going to say Drag, because Drag is a thorough guy, goddamn it, he'll take the long ride out. He can show you how to goddamn it and tell you about them goddamn cars than Roy Hill kid. The reason I say that, when you go to Roy Hill school, you driving in a damn near perfect car. Out here, we got these cars that's not perfect, so goddamn it, him trying to teach us how to do it in a controlled environment, just like putting your car on the dyno. Put it on the dyno, you get the best of everything. But when you get out on this goddamn track, that dyno really ain't worth a shit. It's all it is to tell you what you should have had.
Excuse me a minute, fella. I don't mean to cut y'all off. DJ Grant, you still on the phone?
Yes, sir.
I just had a phone call came in. I got him on the other line. He's looking for your number. There's some guy trying to lock you in for Bradenton. I wish I could get him in on the show, but I can't.
Put him on the phone.
I can't click him in. Hold on a minute.
Send the number to DJ. Why you sending the number to DJ? Greg, what you think about what I just told you now?
My opinion, dog, is any of these guys that's got these race schools, only thing they could teach you is the basic fundamentals. You know,
right.
The rest of it is trial and error.
That's
you know,
right.
You have to get in them cars to experience certain things with them. Let me say this to you, too, dog. Like I said, I've been driving 6-second and 7-second quarter-mile cars for a long time. Do you know in 2010 I learned something that I thought I had already knew, you know, and I learned that when I wrecked my GXP, you know.
You talking about
car,
putting that
parachute? Huh? No. Well, I knew to get the shootout if you're in trouble. I knew that, you know. But what had happened with me is that I was out the first. I bought the car out the first day of the year, the first opening day at the track, and it was kind of windy. And if this track is notorious for the wind to be kind of high when you come past the bleachers. And buddy, I can't hear you from some noise in the background.
I said that crosswind fucked you up.
Man, that crosswind grabbed my car and picked it up, dog. And
then
I had no steering.
Yep.
Picked the car up and put me on the roof. And, I put the car on the roof. I went through the finish line. And I mean, that car skidded. This was right after the 8th mile when it got airborne. And that car skidded across the finish line upside down. But as soon as it flipped and got on this roof, I instantly reached up and pulled the chutes out. And when I pulled the chutes out, that kept the car in the middle of the lane and kept it off the walls, which was a blessing because I was able to fix the car for like $22,000. But, you know, normally it probably would have got totaled, you know.
And tell them how fast you went through that drag on the roof.
Oh, it has stopped the clocks at all at 170 mile an hour upside down.
Yeah, the shit out you did today.
You know what, dog? I didn't have time to panic. I just had to get that stopped. You know.
BT got the man right
there.
Go ahead,
DJ.
Somebody just called me a second ago, and they must be still on my other line because I can't click over to even do anything. I got the number, but I can't click over to make it do what it needs to do.
Yeah, I'm the same
thing. You can tell your man. I mean, like I just said.
Give me the number.
Yeah.
I'll look up the email.
Hey, who is this ghost motherfucker that y'all talking about? You want to get on, but you won't tell who it is.
Well, hold on a minute, dog. Let us get the logistics out the way, and then we'll, like I said, I don't know the cat, but the guy that called me is from Story Racing, and I think he had Breadman on the phone. Everybody know Breadman, and you know
Breadman ain't been
around
no fucking body. Breadman came out with my
team. I understand that, dog.
Listen, I'll make it real clear. I mean, is he stocks? If he on 28. It pretty much don't matter. All I was saying, what I said earlier, I really don't want to lock nobody in and jinx myself because I've been so long without goddamn going down. I feel real good right now. I made the trip all the way through clean, but out here, I ain't really did shit
so,
in about
DJ,
2.5 months.
You ain't locking nobody in, and you just going to go down to Brayton, and if your car running right, you're locking me in down there.
Pretty much, yeah. But I'm willing to bet if they see the mother, they ain't going to do shit.
I didn't
ask for the phone call, DJ, and I wanted to try to get, they called me.
You can tell them. I'm planning to be down there Friday. Yeah, hopefully I can get some early test time in on Friday. And, you know, I don't foresee no problem.
Who would they want the number to try to click him in?
Hell, man. Would that be Will?
It's Leon.
Leon, you want the number? Call him. You going to link him in?
No, I'm clicking in.
All right, 205.
205.
292.
The Alabama number.
Okay.
4448. I don't know who the hell want to challenge their governor, but I guess you know how to say daddy got to put them in their place.
They won't go down on your ass. Down on your ass, DJ Grant. They must saw you over there today in Phoenix City.
No, they ain't seen no. They seen they wouldn't be calling this phone.
Trey One might be down there. I'm going to see Trey One might be down there.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
You say they're going to open up at 6 o'clock. Would that be 6 in the evening or 6 in the morning?
6 in the evening, 6 p.m.
Okay.
I thought that was 6 in the evening time. Yeah, because see, Friday was just really the bonus day. They try to give you a little bonus day.
Hey,
okay.
Dog.
Hold on, dog.
You
got him in?
Yeah,
it's DJ Grant right here, brother.
I got a man. Yeah, the man looking for DJ Grant. Speak up.
Yo, what's up, man? This is Brian Frey from Sarasota, Florida. You and my cousin was talking about this on Tuesday.
You and what now?
Tuesday. Showtime. We're talking to y'all Tuesday about
y'all
the turbo
about,
down
y'all
here in Florida.
About, see.
Oh, I know that was the guy that Showtime was talking about locking up, and he said the guy wasn't ready yet, but I told him, wait till he get ready. I really need ready now. The one that Showtime was talking about on my show, I think.
All right, tell me.
Hey, dog.
Hello.
We done lost Big Will now, dog. Somebody got Big Will number?
What? Hey.
Can we get Big Will back up?
I'm trying to see who I'm talking to.
Yeah, we coming to
Brayton. Y'all coming to Brayton
this week?
Yeah, coming to Brayton. All right, so what's the rules for race? Because we got a turbo car, too, but I was under impression you had something different. But what you trying to do?
Huh?
I got a turbo car, too. What you trying to do?
Say it again. Say you got several cars or what?
No. I said I got a turbo car too. You coming to Brandon this weekend? What you trying to do?
Okay, you got a turbo car. It's not a class car. It's a garage car.
Well, it's just an old heavy street car. You ran heavy street back in the day.
Is it on 28?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like,
I am on
28. It's not on 28. What is it on?
It's got a 10.5 on the back.
What size?
What size?
Huh?
You got 28s, 29s, 30s, 31s, or 33s, and Willie balls, or what you got? What you got on the back of it?
It got 31s on there, but I'll take the Willie balls off by two.
Oh, he got 31s with Willie balls.
Damn, coach.
Well, I'm saying, though, we'll make the race right. I mean, I'm saying, huh? Y'all make, okay, how you figure y'all make it right? What do you think? Well, listen, my cousin called me Showtime, called me from West Virginia, and said, y'all had a little discussion. I ain't nothing about it till this morning. He called me this morning, talking about y'all going to be ready. I said, I'm going to ain't eating the car right now, but I said, we'll get it ready for this week, though. Well,
lock it in or whatever. He said he's going to lock it in for me, but I said, he got to do that. If he's going to show up, we'll lock it in.
Well, I tell you like this. I mean, I don't know how froggy I'm going to feel this weekend, but if you're going to be down there, I'm down there. I got a two-stock suspension car on 28. Now, I really don't care nothing about nobody else's suspension as long as they're on 28 and it's a grudge car. In some other case, I may step out of the box. I may step out of the box on you. I don't know. But I just got to see, you know, you see me, I see you, and if we both look like fools to each other, shit, it is what it is.
You take the break, DJ?
No, but, all right, this is not then. I got a homeboy of mine, he has stopped in the car down here, too, on some small
okay.
time.
Well, I mean, all you got to do is beat it. I mean, like I said, I'm looking to come to get in some action. I'm looking to be thrown in the fire. I'm coming there to engage. So, if y'all there, I'm
so
there.
So, 1028, right? So,
I'm on 28. I'm
okay,
on 28. No doubt.
Okay, so I'm going to So you're on 1028, right?
I'm on 28. True 28.
Okay. You're on stock suspension, right?
True stock suspension, yep.
Okay, true stock suspension. Now, you said anybody, you run anybody in the country.
I doubt, sis, if you have a car sit just like mine, but if you have one that sit true
no,
stock
no,
suspension.
No. With, ain't that my car? I got a buddy of mine that's with me. He's going to pay his car.
I'm going to say this. I don't care who it is in the world. If it got true stock suspension with no minitubs in it, I'll lock that in right now. If it sit just like mine, I don't give a fuck about it in the country, in the world. If he got stock minitubs in his car and it's true stock suspension, no minitubs in it. I'll lock that in right now. I ain't worried about it.
All right, well, you know, the way we do it down here in Florida is we just lock it in. You said stock suspension. Everybody check it out. Stock suspension. You're right.
Well, I mean, that's
turbo,
I'm just,
turbo,
I, all I'm saying, you were saying what I was saying. I mean, I also said I really don't care.
I really don't care what type of suspension it is
on 28. But I'm just saying it can be a ghost car. If it sits just like mine, I don't care what. If it sits just like mine, it can be a ghost car. I don't care. I'll lock it in.
You got a clean car? Listen, you got a clean car. Your car run damn good, man. What's this?
All that big talk on the phone.
Hold on,
hey, what's up?
Now, see, my homeboy. See, now, he got his little car. He want to bring out to the track. He want to try it, but I say, all that, he can whoop you right now.
He doing all that big talk. Let's do something.
Damn, y'all. And he got, hey Malcolm, man, these guys ever been on a talk show and lock in race before?
Yeah, no, listen, man, my cousin showed down, that's my first cousin. Like, I ain't really been into the driver's scene because I've been going for like a little minute. I'm back in town now. I'm back in the scene. I just put my car back together like a month and a half ago, and the results we've got are pretty damn good. And what we're going to do this weekend coming up is going to be pretty damn impressive. I'm proving a lot of people in my hometown wrong because they said we couldn't do something. Showtime, so with everybody, my cousin has been a turbo car, and we built it. It's here running good. We had a little issue this weekend here. The motor came out the car, but when it comes back this week, it's going to be three times as fast. So that, we trying to go out here and take the phone.
How many cars in
y'all
camp?
We got three cars in our camp right now. We got three cars in our camp right now.
Describe all three cars to me right quick.
Okay,
we got
a black Mustang right now. Listen, we got a black Mustang stock suspension on radar car. 3,500 pounds.
Hey, won't y'all make this in shot this week? Both y'all didn't want to lock. You said you didn't want to lock in until you get to Florida. Get better than Florida.
I'm sorry.
Y'all going to better.
Yeah. Yeah,
if y'all want to debate it, once y'all just with y'all get debated and lock in there.
There it is.
Oh yeah, we do that.
I mean, what I was trying to see what he had, what all three cars had, because I mean, I got a little backup too. I got a buddy of mine that got a turbo car too. We both coming down. So,
I'm talking about
you know.
Y'all got a buddy of a buddy that a buddy that can't nobody lock in. So y'all just really talking.
Oh,
I can lock in
for my buddy. I ain't gonna bring up my buddy name if I can't lock in for him. Now,
I'll lock in right now. You bring any kind of Willie ball,
anything you want on 10 and a half inch tire, bring it down to the track. I'll run anything what they want to run for.
You talking to me?
Anything. You say anything?
Talking to me.
Oh,
anything on 10 and a half inch tire.
You finna get,
oh,
you finna get your ass blown out there.
Yeah,
it,
dog. Yeah, yeah. Trust me. I ain't speaking words. I'm telling you right now. The man I'm banging the start right now, y'all to the car, y'all going to run. So we're going to restore. Hey, we're going to pump our money too. If y'all bring somebody to the track that I don't know,
everybody on this phone are Grudge Racing. Now, we not everybody on these phones going to bring Grudge cars. We're not bringing no fast cars.
Car on 10 half a tire, it could be Lynch, any of the motherfuckers. Bring the bitch to the track. I got a man that got Lynch ass cover, too.
We know you're lying, but I'll tell you what you want to do then. If you get somebody the money, let's lock in $5,000 on 10 or better. And then you can bring loans on 10 and a half inch tire. We can do that.
Yeah.
She said you got Lynch covered and all that shit. We know we gonna find out what the fuck you talking about. You talking out your ass now.
No, I said I ain't got Lynch. I said
we can lock in $5,000 or $10,000 or better. You bring anybody you want along there on 10 and a half inch tire.
Yep.
Well, I got a man.
I got a nigga.
You know what I'm talking about?
$5,000 boy. Y'all gonna break the damn tank, ain't you?
No, we trying to show you. We trying to show you
in on that then.
I'll tell you what to do. I'm at my man's damn track. I'll lock in. I'll read him about a bit. Lock in the floor. I got $500. I'll lock y'all in now. $500. I'll lock in. Hey, man, come to the damn track.
That's a class car. That's a fast motherfucker. But evidently, you don't know nobody that goddamn fast that you're going to bring out on no 10 and a half. That ain't no goddamn it, dog. That ain't a class car. If you did, you wouldn't be trying to lock in no little old spanking ass $500.
I can tell you this, Tim Legend, my personal homeboy. If the money right, he'll have his ass down now.
Yeah, let it call, DJ. Say what now?
Dog, y'all been bringing on 80 damn car down here and out running. I got them stupid now.
No. You the one said Lynch. You bought them Lynch names. And we told you we don't run
class cars. You know what? Long as it's not a class motherfucker,
we got a bitch on 10-5 that will skin your motherfucking ass and anybody you bring down here.
I tell you what, Ron Wells is who built my car. That's who built my motor. That's who's going to come down and tear your ass up. $500 on the goddamn car. I'll put $500 though. For a fuck guy, I'll do that.
See, we bet $500 on the goddamn
Now y'all come to the track.
I might have $2,000 to bet more at the track. That's $2,500 out of my pocket. I get some more money for my parties or whatever. But y'all talking that crazy to my $5,000. Hell, ain't no money like y'all. Y'all don't call up all kinds of shit.
The only reason you said five grand was you start throwing around names that you didn't give a damn about Tim Lynch and all them. When you said Tim Lynch, then that means you up in the money with somebody. We got a motherfucker that's got a grudge cup that'll fuck Tim Lynch up too.
Tim Lynch that. That's what you do. Get his ass down here. That's what you do.
Hey, we don't give a fuck about Tim Lynch. That's what I'm saying. We talking about grudge cards. We talking about class cards.
We want the Oracle. We want his yellow bullet. We want his Tim Lynch that's everywhere. Now get Tim Lynch that down here. That's what you do.
I fought Brent Man for this shit. I fought Brent Man for this damn bullshit.
Okay, bring a little more. Bring all the motherfuckers down. Bring any Tim Lynch that shit called a Brady. We gonna get in there.
Yeah.
Listen, man, you're not talking enough money though. I mean,
I'm saying is y'all still come to Brady anyway.
We'll see you in Florida, man. We'll see you in Florida, all right?
I'm already at the track.
Been drunk, man. Bread